The views expressed on PFW in Progress are not those of the New England Patriots, its affiliates, or any of its partners. Content may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
This is PFW in Progress.
It's a Mega Bowl. What's not to understand? This is history in the making. You're going to want to tell your grandkids and their grandkids and their grandkids. And when they look back in the annals of history, they're going to be talking about three things: discovery of fire, invention of the submarine, and Mega Bowl.
PFW in Progress with Fred Kirsch.
I mean, you can just think of me as Bambi's mother. I make sure nothing bad happened to you.
Bambi's mother got shot, right?
Yeah, first scene.
I remember that. The credits were still rolling and everything.
Paul Perillo.
The crowd is really excited tonight.
They know what's at stake, Dick.
Yep.
Now I'm talking about free corn dogs.
Oh, that's right. It's free corn dog night.
And Andy. And Andy?
Here they come, the Flint Tropics Ball Girls cheerleading squad, keeping the crowd energized through the timeout.
We just got such big...
What?
Hearts.
Yes.
Big, bouncy, jiggly hearts.
Well, hearts don't really bounce, so now I think you're talking about something else.
Andy Hart.
But I like breasts.
Eric Scalavino.
It's a great question. Tomorrow... after the game, I will wrestle a bear.
You're not going to want to miss this, folks. And if you're a small child, you creep into your mama's bedroom at night and you lift about $40 out of your mom's purse.
For now, anyway.
Dewey's insane. He can rip my head off.
PFW in Progress, part of the Patriots Football Network.
Dewey?
Ah! Everybody panic! Oh, my God, there's a bear loose in the Coliseum!
How can I build better relationships? And welcome to PFW in Progress. We were lost in Tim Tebow talk as we get into our Thursday
show.
Well, we'll talk about it a little later. But
Fred was enveloped in the basking of the glory of his own mind.
It's Thursday here in Gillette Stadium, getting closer to the Indianapolis Colts coming to town, 4:25 game. Just in case you haven't changed your calendar, that was changed a couple weeks ago. 4:25 here at Gillette Stadium. Andrew Luck versus Tom Brady. I guess the CBS felt, you know, this is an intriguing matchup. The old vet versus the what represents the new guard of quarterbacks in the NFL.
It's a good move.
And 2-6-3 teams who have two of the longest winning streaks in football.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not just Luck.
If the Colts were 3-6, I don't think they would have changed this to a 4:25 game. But I think it was the right move on CBS's part, as much as
we don't
like
this crap-ass league in this crap-ass year, this is a good matchup.
Right. We can't get 5 minutes of analysis from Andy Hart without every other team sucking.
No. I didn't say every other team.
What would be your ideal league, Andy?
What do you mean?
You say right now it's a crap-ass league.
32 teams like the 07 Patriots.
No, in your mind. Like,
there'd be a lot of teams like the Texans that can actually be competitive on both sides of the ball.
Is there that much talent in football in general to do that?
Yeah, I think there is.
You do?
I think it's...
So where is it?
Wait a minute. You don't think there's more players that can play now than there were 20 years ago?
Well, I think there's more teams as well, but... You know, so why aren't more teams then like the Texans?
The Texans put us over the top, I guess.
Well, I think the combinations. I mean, I think there's certain positions that are holding us back. I think the lack of cornerback play is limiting defense in general.
In general, over the
in
league.
General,
yeah.
I think, and maybe Paul's right. Maybe it's not just cornerback play. Maybe there is an evolution of the quarterbacks here, and that leads to some blowouts and different things. And then some teams don't have the quarterbacks, so they can't keep up. I think some of the rules changes. I think we're going through a metamorphosis of football. What is football? What are you allowed to do?
I think that's a big part of it.
Well, it's interesting though because you know the lack of cornerbacks. And then you could say, well, teams recognize that. That's why now they're passing more because it is hard to have.
But some of them aren't capable of doing that.
Yeah.
Like Ryan Fitzpatrick is clearly not capable of being a gunslinger and fling it around all the time.
Right.
He's going to make those crap-ass mistakes.
Jacksonville's trying to do that too, but they don't have the guy to do it. I think Andy's metamorphosis of the game is kind of I think it is going through a little bit of a cycle where it's changing. You're seeing all these spread attacks and you know, offenses are coming up with different ways. You know, the Patriots with their up-tempo, Green Bay with their up-tempo and stuff like that. You didn't see a lot of that 15, 20 years ago where teams were no huddle as fast as you can go all times of the game. You saw a little here and there, you know, like Buffalo did it and Cincinnati did it way back when. But I think there is a little bit of a change going on in terms of the way the game is played and what teams can get away with right now. Certainly favors the offense.
And plus, everybody plays. All the young players play right away.
Yeah.
Like, it's like almost a given. You're a bust if you're not playing right away. And, you know, some of that's quarterbacks, like your guy, Cam Newton, played right away, was good, athletically was competitive, but now you're seeing the growth period right before your eyes, and it's leading to bad football for them as a team because of the importance of that position. You know, the football life, the Steve McNair, those days are long gone.
Yeah.
The Aaron Rodgers, those days are long gone. And not everybody's going to be capable of coming in like Luck and being competitive. And as I said, I have my doubts. Maybe he'll take a step back next year when people get film on him.
Yep.
So some of that's the – I mean, there's a lot going on, but yeah. I do think it's a down period.
Yeah, I just think it's a cycle. I don't think it's a greater statement on the game. I think in general –
Well, if Newton and Luck and Tannehill and – these guys can play. In 3 years, you may say, oh, my God.
I like the kid I saw in Tennessee. I think he's got a future.
Locker, yeah, if six or seven of these guys can play, then all of a sudden you're going to have this new wave of great elite quarterbacks. Maybe I'll be saying, you know, this is almost as good as it's ever been in the NFL.
Right.
Right now is a down period.
So you don't think it's for a lack of talent?
No, I don't think it's. I just think there
that's coming in 30 years.
There aren't a lot of really bad. Because I think the number of people playing football is going to decrease.
Because people will.
No one loves the game of football and violent, aggressive hits more than I do. And I have doubts as to whether I want my son to play football.
Okay.
And I think there's a lot of people that are a lot less open to the game than I am that just flat out won't let their kids or don't want their kids to play football. So I think that's an issue down the road, talent and where your pool is coming from and who they're going to be and all that.
Okay.
That's a heavy topic. That's heavy for 1206.
50 on a show that started with, and this guy can't, PFW in progress.
508-298-0398 is the Ace Ticket Hotline. Web radio at patriots.com is the email address.
Fear of horses.
Yeah.
He said he was in like middle school and he was on a field trip and like
something chased him.
Some donkey chased after him or something.
So yesterday we had our show and we couldn't give you any news from the locker room because the Patriots changed the locker room access to 4 o'clock. But we did go into the locker room at 4 o'clock and
How are you burping? We haven't even eaten yet. What's the matter?
I had my coffee a little later than usual this
morning. Okay, well, there's a rational explanation for every question.
So did you poop later than usual, too?
Yeah, that was a Dunkin' Donuts belch. But anyway, sponsor, right? Yeah, Dunkin' Donuts.
Dunkin' Donuts pregame social.
So 4 o'clock, I thought it was a pretty lively locker room.
Me too.
You know, there were a lot of players in there coming in and out.
Yep.
A light mood, would you say?
I thought lighter than a normal Wednesday. I thought it was more of a Friday. And we usually assume the Friday, it's later in the day, like that, and it's also kind of the hay is in the barn. We've done our work for the week. Okay, I thought you got a little bit of that yesterday, and I think that's the same thing. For that day, their work was done. They were basically getting ready to go home. Maybe they had a little more comfortable, not thinking about practice and taping and meetings and coaches. And so I did. I thought it was a little looser. You know, when Rob Ninkovich asked me if I was bulking up.
Yeah, Ninkovich asked Andy if he'd been lifting.
No, Andy told me, believe me.
Yeah. Well, he had an extra tight shirt on.
No, I didn't. I had the same freaking shirt I wear every day because my boss told me to wear the same shirt every day.
Then it's been shrinking.
It isn't. And what's not shrinking is you, and Sebastian Vollmer noticed it.
You're not doing any cardio?
No, he heard me say I'm not doing Coco anymore, and he thought I said cardio.
Because you're fat.
That's funny. Because you're fat.
And then he was 20 feet away and yelled, by the way, me too. And I said, yeah, but you can't tell with you.
So, yeah, everybody joking around.
I want to pump it, because I actually think I got the time wrong because I didn't know. We were on at 8, apparently, tonight on Comcast, PFW TV.
Correct.
And a very good interview, I thought, with Brandon Spikes.
Yeah, you had a good interview.
PFW exclusive, one-on-one with the great one.
The thing Andy didn't know, though, was while he's interviewing Spikes, behind Andy was Vince Wilfork trying to make Spikes laugh the whole time and doing a pretty good job at it. But Spikes, I told him, I said, you had good focus.
He plowed through.
He didn't lose it. He did kind of chuckle a few times.
Yep.
But that was a good interview. And, well, if nothing else, that's worth watching the show.
I thought it was my best ever. Yeah. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yep. Paul's looking at me like, what the hell are you talking about?
And it was good.
I wasn't there. I'm letting you guys talk.
I don't know whether Spikes will be in the locker room today and do group interviews. So it may be your only chance to hear him this week and hear him respond to being called a punk.
Right. Right, that question was asked as well as the arm flex.
That one wasn't answered as much.
Well, it was asked. I didn't say it was answered. I said it was asked.
And he was in bare feet, so I don't look totally short next to him. I was happy with that.
Yeah, yeah. It's all about you.
Yep.
So. I had Nate Solder last week, so it didn't matter what I was wearing. Yeah, I was going to look totally
I don't understand.
Short.
So the Celtics are a national game tonight, so they're not on Comcast?
Correct.
So
they don't have, like, a pregame show or anything on
Comcast? Well, I think they do, and that's why we're later.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because they're going to air their pregame, and then when that's done, they'll air the block starting at 7:30 with slants.
Oh.
Because I'm on Uno's at 6:30, so they're still doing that show.
So the pregame show is not at 7:30? It's at 7?
I think it's at 7. I'm guessing.
Because the game's at 8, I think. It's a TNT game.
Oh, then I have no idea what's going on. I was told we were on at 8 by Vin.
Yeah.
After I did my part, I tried to pump the thing, and Spikes even retweeted it to his 300,000 followers, and now we got the time wrong because no one told me that our time was different.
Wow. Well, anyway, it's on tonight, and you'll see the replay on Patriots.com.
Right.
Yeah.
Or so just watch it tonight.
So they're doing quick slants at 7, Celtics pregame at 7:30, PFW at 8.
That's...
So much for it being a block.
Yeah, God forbid that Quick Slants loses that 7 o'clock slot. Right. You know, they've established such a following.
Well, at least they kicked Tailgate out and put us in.
But I'd rather have you guys at 7, though, because people are going to be watching that Celtics-Nets game at 8.
I know.
Yeah,
right?
They are.
Celtics blow.
But it's the Brooklyn Nets,
it's the Brooklyn
right?
Nets, too. So.
Yeah, everyone's going to want to see
the Brooklyn Nets.
Oh, they want to see them. You know.
Why?
It's early in the season. They
Why?
Check them out. It's kind of new.
It's for the opposite reason that I won't.
Curiosity.
I watch, like, opening night, and then I skip the next 50 games, and then I start watching again into the playoffs.
I've tried, like, 3 times.
Because these leagues are just, like, ridiculous.
The only I watch is the Celtics be boring dogfights with everybody.
The only plus is that you're before that that 8:33 kickoff.
That's true. We're the perfect lead-in to a terrible
Our numbers are going to go down.
Football game.
Our numbers are going to go down this week.
It's a big
not
sports
much lower because of that.
Big sports.
You don't know that. Big Spikes interview. Everybody watch, even if you can't on DirecTV.
Right. Web radio at patriots.com, 508-298-0398 is the Ace Ticket Hotline. This is a funny one. Hamza in Toronto. He says, yesterday's show was hilarious, and particularly the argument about the possibility of constructing good offenses and defenses at the same time. I can't tell you how amusing it is to listen to anyone argue with Fred Kirsch. They spend 20 minutes using logic and reason to paint Fred into a corner so that he has no possible counter-argument, and then suddenly, poof,
he
disappears in a puff of smoke only to materialize at the other end of the room saying, aha, I was never there. You guys are arguing against a mirage, against a phony point. I was never making in the first place. Now this is my actual point. And then we rinse and repeat as Paul and Andy stubbornly try over and over again like mice that never learn that the cheese in the maze is hooked up to an electrode, or in the case of the maze, placed there by an evil if slightly confused genius. Well done, Fred. You truly are the master of deception.
See, we're not the only ones that know what's going on.
Well, they misconstrue my point to begin with, and I have to...
No, because you change it.
All right.
And by they, you must not just mean us, but everybody listening.
Everybody else. That's what I'm saying. They know what's going on. The listeners know what's going on.
A couple hundred thousand people listening on a podcast.
You guys repeat it over and over again. They think it's true.
Oh, so now we're brainwashing people.
Yes. Okay, that aside, for one...
the man is brilliant.
Just one question for you guys regarding the conversation about drafting a first-round quarterback in the next couple of years. I think one aspect of that you didn't mention is that as long as Brady is here, we're likely going to be drafting towards the end of the first round because we're so awesome. Which puts us in a bit of a bind, namely that unless an unlikely Aaron Rodgers scenario comes up, we won't get a crack at elite talent until Brady leaves, and we suck for a year. So my question is, at some point, while number 12 is still here, maybe 2 to 3 years from now, do we shock everyone and move way up in the draft from, say, 31 or 32 to 5 and take a quarterback, thus forfeiting a lot of potential draft talent and capital? Or would you prefer to fill in quarterback for a year to essentially go 8-8 or worse and give us a better draft position? I mean, it's a good question, and it's one of those catch-22s.
Well, it all gets back to what we said yesterday. Who does Bill want? Who,
right.
You know, the person. It's
right.
If he thinks a guy he can get at 6 is the next stud 10-12-year guy,
right.
and he can get him.
And it's the time, go get him.
Yep.
You know, as much as I think Mike Shanahan is overrated and his defense sucks, and I'm not sure he went and got his guy, and it looks like his guy was a good call. He said, I'm going to try. Now it's hard because they don't have the first round picks moving forward, but I think if you see that guy that is the perfect guy, you go get him.
But it's hard to go from 27, 28
right.
to 5.
Right.
I'm not sure that that's a real – I am not necessarily in favor of that.
Yeah.
I mean, I understand Andy's point. I totally agree with it. If you identify a guy – you do whatever you can. I'm not sure you can do whatever you can to go from 28
to 5.
The most
likely scenario for
the
Patriots.
Look how much he gave up to go from like 6 to 2.
If you had to predict the future, you would say that they're probably going to have a couple down years where mm-hmm. they've taken in a veteran free agent to kind of bridge that transition until the time is right and they can get that guy.
Ryan Mallett is that guy. What if Ryan Mallett?
Okay, I'm saying no.
Well, I know, and I kind of agree with you, but if Bill's saying yes, then Ryan Mallett might be that guy both ways. He might be the guy.
He's better than the veteran
guy. He's not the guy, and we go 4-12, and we pick the
guy.
That
could happen. That
so he could be the guy for one of two scenarios.
Yep, that could happen.
Or, you know, listen, the majority of really good quarterbacks in football are first-round picks. We know that. But there are some that get taken at the top of the second round, like Drew Brees and like Matt Schaub and like Andy Dalton, who looks like a good young quarterback, not a great quarterback yet. But
that's Bill's dream scenario. I can trade down and get my franchise quarterback.
What if, you know, to use Andy's phrase, your guy is available there? I mean, maybe you don't have to mortgage the future and move up. And
other than Drew Brees, what franchise quarterback went early in the second round?
I'm just
throwing a question out there.
I just named three guys that are pretty good.
Ah, the Jags.
Okay.
Who were the three? I forgot.
Schaub, Brees, and Dalton.
Schaub's good.
I'm not saying that they're Brady.
Brees is a franchise quarterback. Schaub is a
you have to operate
knocking on the door trying to get in.
Then there's the
you
other
have to
thing.
Operate under the premise that you're not going to get replace Brady with Brady. I mean, I'm not suggesting that you're going to get Brady.
Replace Manning with Luck, and everybody says Luck is the best thing ever.
I know, but you had to go
and
go 2-14 in the perfect
Packers
year to do
didn't.
That.
Packers didn't.
Okay?
Packers didn't.
Right, and that's what I'm saying.
49ers didn't.
But Rodgers would be an example. I would put him in with Brees and Dalton. You don't have to have the number five guy. You might get lucky. You might get a guy. It's a long shot, but you might get lucky. Who knows? A lot of different things can happen. Yeah. Well, I agree. Listen,
the most
you
likely
want,
scenario is you're going to have like 5 years of not being very good.
If you want to have one of those elite guys, generally you have to be in the top 10, top five to get them. You know, the two Mannings, you know, Roethlisberger, all these they're top of the first round guys for the most part. Mm-hmm. You know, Luck, Griffin, the two Mannings, yep. Rivers, Roethlisberger. Yep. I mean, that's just where you pick. You pick in the top. You know, I think Roethlisberger, I think, was 11. That's the lowest one out of all of those guys.
Right.
Well, a little bit of that, though, I think is misleading now. I've always been a firm believer. You want a quarterback, you get him in the first round. But nowadays, your starting quarterback is going to be your first round quarterback, whether he's supposed to be or not. Like, you drafted a guy. You know, Christian Ponder or, you know, whatever.
Even if you're wrong, Blaine Gabbert was the top 10 pick, but
he's going to be your starting quarterback for 3 years. So that doesn't mean he's a good quarterback.
Right.
You know what I mean?
No, yeah. I'm saying if you're going to be.
Kind of bought into him.
No, but until, I said if you're going to have a good name me a good quarterback who wasn't.
Brady.
That's it.
Brees.
I'm talking about the top 40 picks. That's what I was saying. Generally, you have to get one of those guys early in the draft.
Russell Wilson. Where was he picked? I don't know.
I wouldn't put him in that category.
Me either.
Right. Right.
I wouldn't put the red rifle in there. Or the black rifle.
He's better than Russell Wilson.
Maybe. I'd like to, if I'm Russell Wilson, I'd like to be able to throw to A.J. Green.
All right. Other Patriots news. I was in the locker room, and Wes Welker was there. He had nothing on his ankle, and I looked carefully at his ankles because he didn't have any socks on. One did not look swollen. So,
but I thought he had a noticeable limp.
You did.
And I thought he was definitely kind of focusing on walking.
Fred was judging the swole.
His ankle, neither ankle was swollen. So that's a good sign.
Okay.
Right?
I guess if it's true, yes.
You guys are saying two completely opposite things. So
no, I didn't check the swelling, but I thought he was walking very stiffly.
But if he's walking badly, then the swelling doesn't have anything to do with it.
Well, you know. It's
generally, they're kind of related.
Yeah,
the swelling leads to the stiffness.
It's a piece of evidence.
Yeah, I have no idea. So. He didn't practice. That's a good piece of evidence.
Did not practice.
Dan Connolly also did not practice, which was not known, evidently, during the course of the day yesterday. We had Mankins and Welker with the practice report from Eric and everybody else. Not an attack on Eric yet. But Dan Connolly also did not practice, according to the practice participation report.
Okay, which, you know, lends credence to why they brought in Matt.
Mitch Petras.
Petras.
You got both wrong. Well, sort of.
Now you
as
should
a
like
depth
him.
Thing.
This is the bench guy.
Yeah, I invited him to participate in our next push-up contest on Twitter.
I don't think we'd stand a chance against this guy.
I don't either, especially since I'm a
what did he do, 50?
No.
45.
Mid-40s. That's a lot.
That is a lot.
That is a...
Most I've ever done is 30.
And that's a push-up. You bowed out
at
31.
Are you guys going to fight again?
He's just
this
would
be very this would be very amusing.
He's
for
a
me.
Jerk. He's the most out of shape, in shape person I've ever seen, and he makes fun of everybody. You know, he's supposed to be Mr. Charles Atlas over here.
Ninkovich thinks I look pretty good.
Yeah, I'm going to have to address that today in the locker room. Yeah.
Mayo thought I looked pretty good last year. Said the same thing. Yeah, it's just some of the best physiques, most athletic people on the field think I look good. I'm just saying.
And he's upset because you know the gay people have adopted 300. And that's all he's talking about is his own physique and how people view his physique.
Not surprisingly, Andy is totally caught up in how the guys with the good physiques.
Right. I'm just saying, you know, if you were going to pick the best athletes, linebackers would be in that group.
Well, why don't you just show up like today in a tank top?
You know, I don't look that good. I haven't been working out all that much.
We're one of those bum equipment sweatshirts. All the sleeves cut
just
out.
Oil yourself up and go in one of those little things like a bodybuilder.
Can I borrow yours?
Oil yourself up.
You still got yours somewhere, right?
You got your
Emerson singlet.
Your singlet?
I still have my singlet.
Oh, no, you don't.
Of course I do.
Oh, my God. You got to put it on and take a picture. I mean, that is gold for this radio show. Gold. You always told Eric, sometimes you got to do what's good for the radio show.
I would look like one of those old-time wrestlers, you know, with the big belly. Remember those guys?
And then when you're going to finish, you take it down to do your finishing move. You take the straps off and just finish them.
I'll come in with my BU baseball sweats. It'd be like a face cloth on my shirt.
You really have it?
Sure. What, are we going to throw it away?
Well, you're certainly not going to be able to wear it, are you?
No, but you kind of keep it. You can't throw something like that out.
I have my uniform.
I have stuff.
My baseball uniform. It was like a batting practice shirt.
So we'll all come in. You wear your baseball uniform. I'll wear my football jersey, and you wear your singlet.
Yeah, mine's the one that is, that'd be funny. It'd be funny.
I'm telling you, it's good for the radio show. If you were dedicated to the radio show, you'd do it.
All right, food's here. Did you see Pepe in the singlet? You guys didn't see that, did you? Did you watch it, Fred?
I saw the thing. He did
what is
yoga.
It called?
Patriots. Matt LePan.
Matt LePan stole the show.
He had a segment where he teaches Pat Patriot yoga.
It was very good.
He's in his yoga tights.
Downward dog.
It was very good. It's on
Namaste.
It's on Patriots.com. I believe it's the November 3rd edition.
You'll probably never find it. It'll probably freeze.
No, it's there.
I saw it.
Yeah. What else did we get out of the locker room yesterday?
I saw
Aqib Talib.
Aqib Talib was there, supposed to speak today.
He's speaking today, so look for that on Patriots.com later in the afternoon.
You know he's named after his mother, apparently? I was looking at his bio.
Really?
His mother's name is...
Talib.
Akola Talib, I think. And his father's like Theodore Henry.
Really?
Which I just thought was interesting. I always find those interesting, the names.
Yeah.
When you get acupuncture, do you get little Band-Aids on your back?
Sometimes.
Because I saw a player, and I didn't have a chance to ask him, but I saw a player with like 20 little circle Band-Aids all over his back.
Yep.
That's probably acupuncture?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Hadn't seen that before.
I went once. My wife did
like
it.
The rest of your workout
my
and health regimen.
And she's like,
I made juice once.
You should try this. You know, it's really good. You know, so...
Kneels weren't long enough.
So I went...
Fat.
I started bleeding. I go, am I supposed to be bleeding? There's like blood running down my leg.
Where'd you meet the guy? Like in an alley somewhere?
No, it was a woman and it was in... it was up north.
I got a Groupon.
I don't know, Medway or something like that. Yeah.
Did it do anything? Did it like feel good or?
No.
You don't buy into that?
I'm going to predict that Fred's going to beat the crap out of Andy today.
I'm not saying it doesn't work, but it didn't work for me.
And are you supposed to bleed?
Sometimes you can have a little bit. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, anyway, 508-298-0398 is the Ace Ticket Hotline.
He always has a problem, no matter what he does.
Radio at Patriots.com. Nothing ever runs.
Right. It's never like...
Well, the funny part that I have to agree with Andy is I did acupuncture once.
Right.
What haven't you done once? What if... Here's
the
question.
Juicer once.
What have you done more than once?
Yeah. There's very few things that I haven't tried.
No, but out of all of those things, have you ever tried anything more than once?
When I like it, I do.
Like Coco Fitness, you've now
given
up on.
It's like when I complain to Andy every time I try to like work out, and I was really tired, my legs were killing me, and he goes, hey, you fat bastard, why don't you try doing it three times, and maybe it won't hurt as much.
It's like the key to working out is doing it, sticking to it.
Oh, thanks.
And well, you never do.
I had the hernia operation. So for I wasn't allowed to do anything for 10 weeks.
Okay, and you're back now.
And so now, as of last week, was the first week I could lift. And I just thinking, you know what? I might do more of a traditional gym like the one you're at across the street.
So Coco failed you.
Didn't fail me. It was okay. But
so did you hurt yourself doing Coco?
No.
Oh.
No.
How'd you do that?
I don't know exactly. Probably something in the backyard. You know,
consensual horseplay.
You know, it's hard to pinpoint it, but you know those big stone bird baths?
Yeah.
I moved one once.
You got pain?
I think that's what did it. Yeah.
So, okay.
Well, those are pretty heavy.
Not really, but no.
Oh, you know, I knew he was going to say something.
I knew for sure that he would say not. What? No. I didn't know not really, but I knew it was going to be no something.
What a piece of male genitalia. All right. All right, let's take a break. Food's here. We'll be right back. Got a lot of emails. We're going to get to them, phone calls, whatever you want to do.
What would make your life better? Start with better banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a checking account, better banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card cash rewards, and online banking with bill pay, along with the flexible options you need to help make your everyday a little easier to manage. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call better banking. Sovereign Bank, member FDIC.
The Patriots Pro Shop has everything you need to show your pride on game day and every day. Choose from the widest selection of hats, tees, authentic jerseys, autographed memorabilia, and much more, including our new game-worn gear collection, where you can own a piece of authentic Patriots history. The Patriots Pro Shop, located next to Gillette Stadium, is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., or shop online 24/7 at PatriotsProShop.com. The Patriots Pro Shop, your team, your store.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. An exciting Patriots season is here, and Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Ace Ticket is your trusted source. We have the best seats at the lowest prices for all your favorite Boston teams. Ace Ticket is now selling Celtics tickets to all games, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or right across the street from Boston Garden. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epochere. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
I love,
love,
love this card.
With my Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, I earn more cash back for the things I buy most.
Cash back for the things I buy every day.
I earn 1% cash back on every purchase, everywhere, every time.
2% on groceries.
And 3% on gas. Automatically, no hoops to jump through.
It's as easy as 1, 2, 3.
That's 1% cash back on a cut and color.
2% back on food for the neighborhood barbecue.
And 3% cash back on getting the kids to soccer practice and football and baseball.
Extra cash back on groceries and gas. That's my kind of card.
Earn 1, 2, 3% cash back for the things you buy most with the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. Apply online or at a Bank of America near you. Quarterly maximum on grocery and gas bonus rewards. To learn more, go to bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
Finally, a card for the real world.
Copyright 2012 Bank of America Corporation.
My name is Terry, and not too long ago, I couldn't tell a first down from a touchdown, a flea flicker from a flea circus. But then, I got NFL Mobile from Verizon. I can watch every Thursday, Sunday, and Monday night NFL game live, right on my smartphone.
Nice call on the game yesterday, Terry.
I told you they couldn't stop the run. Plus, with access to NFL Network, I can watch highlights whenever I want.
Huge fantasy week. How did you know to start Mayo?
Woman's intuition, I guess. And with NFL Red Zone, I won't miss a touchdown on Sunday afternoons.
Up top, T-Mac.
You know it.
Offense is looking good, huh, Terry?
Good? They've been lethal in the red zone, Tim. Lethal. Rookie.
With NFL Mobile on Verizon 4G LTE, no one will know the game better than you. Call Star NFL to get it now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime, message, and data rates may apply. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Remember, don't call or text while driving.
It's time to get down to the oldies with Paul Perillo.
Paul, big news in the disco. Donna Summer is dead.
No!
What did she sing?
Hot Stuff, Bad Girls.
Last Dance, right?
Last Dance.
I've heard everybody knows her for.
She works hard for her money on the radio. Fred likes to paint this picture of me, you know, at the discos in my prime. I would have had to have been about four at the discos.
Attached
I like disco.
Donna
I'm
Summer.
Not afraid to admit it.
You had a Donna Summer album?
Oh, yeah. More than one.
Oh, yeah.
I love disco. I do. Still do.
Now back to the Disco Kings of PFW in Progress. Paul Boogie Nights Perillo and Fred Roller Coaster of Love Kirsch.
Roller Coaster of Love.
All right. We're talking during the break about the Pro Bowl. That voting is ongoing, and I guess Peyton Manning is number two, but one.
I think. Tom Brady, I think I saw the scroll. I don't.
And Tom Brady's number two. So New England Patriots fans, get the vote out. You know, not just for Tom Brady, but
Ninkovich.
For all the other guys. Ninkovich, I saw Vince Wilfork tweeting out today to remind people to vote because he likes that trip to Hawaii.
And he tweeted, vote for my get my teammates there or something.
Yeah.
How about you? You just assuming we're going to vote for you?
That's on Patriots.com. I think there's a link as well as NFL.com.
You should send them to Patriots.com, though, so you can get the hit.
That's why I just said Patriots.com.
Yeah,
but
then you said it's also on NFL.com.
No, I just want
which
to.
Has that annoying coin thing.
You don't have to do it.
The thing on NFL.com?
Yeah.
I turned it off, and it keeps coming back. Even when you turn it off, it comes back.
It's just a little thing on the bottom of the screen. What's the big deal?
You ever used my computer?
No.
You'd know it's a big deal.
Really? Why?
Because my computer blows.
Okay, well.
It takes me like 30 seconds to open a single email. And when that thing comes on, it bogs everything down. I mean, I don't understand. When it asked me, you want to shut it off? And I said, yes. Why it comes back the next time?
Have you called IT help?
No.
For your computer?
I've never called IT help.
Well, maybe you should try that instead of just complaining.
That's not how I work.
Why would you ever go to NFL.com?
I do all the time. They.
I know you do. Why would any know?
Usually for stats or something, must stops. Get a guy's bio.
Look,
season
you know,
stats.
Say what you will. If it's news about the NFL, they've got it good or bad now. They're not what you think. They're not censoring news. You know. So I go once a day just to see what's going on.
Okay.
You know, I actually have an interest in the league.
So. I have an interest in accurate information.
Lunch today is brought to us by Cat in Chicago. Thank you very much, Cat.
Excellent, Cat.
Thanks. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
And these cookies are moist.
I don't think
warm.
Our listeners realize how much we do appreciate. You know, it's like we get down here, and I'm like running on fumes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I need that nourishment.
But this is the best. I mean, a chicken parm sub, it was hot, it was warm, and now this cookie is warm and smooth.
It's like he's having sex with it over there.
Mm. If I could, I would.
All right, so let's get to some of these emails, shall we?
Sounds like he's thinking about Rob Ninkovich again.
Ken Walter, I had a call out for celebrity photos yesterday because I know we have a lot of celebrities that listen to us, and I want to start collecting their 8x10s. Matt
we
Damon.
Proved that by getting zero photos.
Matt Damon.
We did. We got one. Did you see this?
Yeah, I saw it.
Very well done.
Ken Walter has sent us his photos, so thanks, Ken. But, you know, Matt, if you're listening, Ben, send us yours. So we'd appreciate that. Let's see. Michelle from Stockholm writes in. We got a lot of emails, so I'll get right
to it. What's up,
girl? Still waiting to see your tatas.
Every time Brady's on EEI and when they ask him about a particular throw or decision he's made, 99% of the time he'll say it was poor execution on his part or the ball slipped out, etc. I'm wondering, because I've seen him this year making some non-Brady-esque things, do you think the loss of Tom Martinez has something to do with his sometimes lackluster performance? I know he's a vet, but since his goal is to always improve and get better, working with for him a new quarterback coach, can that have something to do with it? And also, Andy is right. There's some horrific football being played, and every time we play from now on, I'll worry.
You should. I do think you could say yes and no to the question about Martin. I mean, he leaned on him every single year, so it would be better if he were here. I'm not saying you can point to specific throws, plays, anything, but he leaned on him. He was a valuable resource to Tom, and he's no longer available. So I think that's bad.
Has he talked to Tom House at all during the season?
I don't know. I don't know.
I don't either.
I know he writes the things to the reminders on his wristband from Martinez, things he would tell him to. But that's different than calling him and getting up to the minute
right
advice and new stuff.
Joe in Michigan says, I missed emailing in last week for the Bills game, but I have a prediction for the Colts this week. I think the Patriots will win, but I don't think it'll be easy. My score is Patriots 34, Colts 33. I think the Patriots will be winning most of the game, and in the fourth quarter, like usual, they will squander a lead. Going into the fourth, it will be Patriots 31, Colts 26, and the Colts will score a touchdown right before the two-minute warning. Brady then drives the team down, and Gostkowski hits a game-winning field goal. In the game, Brady throws two touchdowns, one to Gronk and one to Lloyd. Ridley and Vereen both run one in, and Gostkowski hits two field goals. Hope to hear your thoughts. Well, Joe's got it broken down.
Fred's ticker can't take that. That'll be a tough one for you, Fred.
It could be, yeah.
And it could be a tough one for blog readers, too.
But one of the reasons why I do go into these games now, assuming it's going to be like that, is for my ticker.
So you're mentally prepared to lose every game?
I'm mentally prepared for a tough game.
What about to lose?
Because
if you're in, it's a tough game.
Depends on who the opponent is. That's a week-to-week decision.
Are you prepared this week to lose?
Emotionally, you mean?
Mentally and emotionally, yes.
Yeah, that doesn't mean you think they're going to lose.
Yeah. It's a good question. I'd say no. I am not emotionally prepared to lose this
game. But you're prepared to win 34-33 or something like that, like a nail-biter, oh, my God, crap? Well, then you should be prepared to lose.
I just realized I'm not emotionally prepared for the show. I completely forgot the notebook.
Oh, boy. Can you have someone bring that down?
I'm going to. Effort it.
Okay. Let's see. Who's
bringing
this?
The real one or the doctored one?
Jonathan writes in, on behalf of all Patriots fans, I hope that John Rook is doing better and will be back soon. Do we have an update on John Rook, Kevin? Anything?
Yes, he passed the stone.
Good.
How big was it?
Did not ask that.
How big are they?
Didn't ask him to measure it once he passed.
They can be different sizes.
Like marble or?
Well, marble would be.
That's what I'm asking.
That would be like incredible.
So they're little crystals?
Usually if they're that big, they go now in with the laser and they break it up into little pieces.
Oh, okay.
You know? Ugh. I wonder if anybody ever made a necklace out of kidney stones.
My mom.
Your mom did?
No, 2 weeks ago she had two of them and they could tell by the CT scan or whatever they take. And she had one that was 2 centimeters and another one that was 4 centimeters.
4 centimeters?
So 4 centimeters, how big is that?
It's freaking big.
Yeah.
I mean, not like mammoth, but in terms of...
But when I went to go see her in the hospital, the doctor said it's way worse for guys to have them. Like, it's bad either way, but for guys, it's like 10 times more painful.
Because it has like further to travel or something?
Yeah, and the openings
are smaller. A lot further for me!
The openings are smaller, Andy, if you know what I mean.
No, I do. Wrong hole, fool.
Jonathan says, in his absence, you guys need to step up. No cheating, just replaying your previous podcast. Patriots fans listening deserve 4 full hours of fresh Patriots banter. In case you don't feel you can talk 4 straight hours about the Patriots, here is a subject that could easily keep Andy occupied for hours. What sideline reporter, past or present, has the best breasts? Feel free to include Tony Siragusa.
Best breasts.
I'm not sure that's a strong suit for any of them.
Yeah.
Erin Andrews? College, but.
Okay. She's, yeah.
No, not. There's not a lot
that's
of stacked
really
sideline reporters.
Is her. Yeah.
Well, because we've seen them.
Right.
I mean, they've been unveiled
right.
in all their beauty. probably going to get sued now.
Moving along here, here's some reasons why Patriots fans should be very optimistic going forward the rest of the season. First, Aaron Hernandez has been healthy all of one game, and we already have the best offense in football.
Kevin brought up a good point off-air that I'm going to bring on-air. Nesson has found a new way to cover Patriots games. They're extending their coverage to some of their Red Sox reporters, and Jenny Dell is one of them. And she would stack up well in that area, if you know what I'm saying.
Sweater puppies.
Are you on the air right now?
I am on the air.
I'm trying to be professional.
Fred and Paul
She's my coworker.
Fred and Paul were both eating, so I figured I'd take over for a second.
You were trying to be professional?
Now, what is she doing?
Who cares?
No, yeah, seriously.
Entertaining me.
No, but I do think there's something to be said.
She had a blonde with
negatively
it
about just throwing people out there who haven't followed the team at all season and just having them do nothing. And just, you know.
I don't know.
I know it's like, oh, who cares? But. You know, there's a lot of people.
Suddenly the guy who said,
no,
keep them around, they're good for morale,
yeah,
wants to know
office,
what she's doing here.
In the office. But I'm talking about, like, covering the team and, you know, there's a lot of people already covering this team. That locker
not
room,
that look like her.
That's not my, you know what I'm getting.
As soon as everybody gets off, we're going to grab them.
I do think there is, if all she's going to do is stand there and introduce people, that's a little gratuitous.
I don't know what she did. She looked like she was taking notes during the game when I was staring at her for a while.
What do you mean introduce people?
Well, I mean, if she's not going to do any reporting, if she's just going to go, and now here's the report from practice and not do anything else.
Well, is that what she does, though?
I don't know. That's why I'm asking.
Yeah, I had never seen her until the game.
Yeah, this was the first time I've seen her.
Sunday.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if Nesson has a daily reporter here every day.
Yeah. Oh, I think they.
I don't know. I didn't say they don't. I don't know if they do. So maybe
they do.
You know, maybe it's like halfway through the season, the games get more important, and they're stepping up their coverage. I don't have any problem
but
with
no
that.
But no matter what she does, it doesn't affect the front court. She still stacks up there in this town.
Better front court than the
Celtics.
Early 80s Celtics.
For sure.
All right, so these
Fred, why did you suddenly become Mr. Non-Chauvinist?
Well, it's just a matter of quality of content I'm talking about. If she's good, fine.
She's good.
You know what I You know what I mean.
You didn't see her. That's your problem.
I saw her.
No, you didn't.
I saw her. She was traipsing around the press box. I saw, you know, treating it like a cocktail party.
But why does her ability have anything to do with it? Not anybody else's.
I think it does have everything to do, but now she's just been added. Now,
because the claws always come out for the hottest one.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, why are we having a vetting out process for her? Because she's hot?
Well, if she was that good, why hasn't she been doing it all along?
I just told you. Maybe Nesson doesn't cover the Patriots every single day. And now that we've hit the middle of November, they're deciding they're going to step up their coverage a little bit for the stretch drive and into the playoffs. That's not a valid thing.
That's fine.
But she can't do it because she's not good enough.
I don't know that. I said
no,
I
you
hope.
Said if she's good, that's okay. But if
right.
she's not, well, what does her ability have to do with anything?
Well,
she shouldn't have a job if she's not qualified. I understand that. But there's a lot of guys in that locker room that aren't qualified.
Well, that's another discussion. I agree with that.
But we only have this discussion about a hot chick.
Well, if they're just throwing...
How's that? I'm championing her rights
right.
while calling her a hot chick.
Right. If they're
she
just,
is.
If they're just throwing her in at this point just for that.
Maybe she asked for it. Maybe she wanted to expand her
I
duties.
I don't know.
Doesn't want to be pigeonholed as a Red Sox
That's why
reporter.
I preface what I said with if.
If anybody read or saw, any of our listeners, if you read or saw whatever she did after the Bills game... Please let us know.
Yeah, what did
what
she
her
do?
Work was.
So I knew what she did.
For all I know, they have someone here every day.
Unfortunately, it wasn't me.
And so. She was just filling in for that person on Sunday. I have no idea.
No, I think isn't the black guy from Nesson?
What guy?
The black guy? What guy?
I don't know.
But anyway, I have an inside source from within the organization that just wrote to me that he was in the elevator with her and B-Lo, and she went running up to B-Lo and gave him a huge hug.
Did everybody get a hug from her except me?
And
because all the Comcast guys got hugs from her. B-Lo got a hug from her.
I'm not the brightest guy in the world.
With the size of her chest and the size of mine, we'd be 5 feet apart while hugging.
You'd enjoy it, though. Don't get me wrong.
What's another thing?
All the hugging and the, you know.
Like, this is unbelievable.
Aren't they working? I mean, why is everyone hugging?
Okay.
Well, Fred, if she walked up to you and offered you a hug, you'd be like, no.
No, but here's, here's my question.
You don't have
and I'll
to.
Be curious
you wouldn't
to,
turn it down.
I'll be curious to see how the bar gets changed here when I bring this up. But a female reporter who covers this team on a regular basis, recently came back this year after not being around very much and came up to give one, Fred Kirsch,
That's
a hug
true.
In the locker room.
Oh, Marge.
Oh, okay. All right. Oh, it's Marge.
I've known her for, like, over a decade.
Yeah, and they've more than hugged.
I know you
times.
Have, and I didn't think there was absolutely anything wrong with the fact that she gave you a hug.
Milo has not known this girl.
The reach around was a little
so
much.
You don't know how he knows
so
it.
You,
that's
so you need to have a certain amount of time to go by.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
No, I
you, my friend.
I got reports.
Why does Danny Dale know Milo?
I don't know, because I was just thinking in my, we're talking while we're on this subject. I was in, like, a bunch of her classes when I was at UMass with
she's
her.
She's the same age as you?
Yeah, she's like a year younger. But, like, we were in a bunch of the same sport
classes.
You look
classes. Like an old coot, and she's, like, smoking.
Why don't you just transfer it over there? That'll be good. We can do that from now on.
Yeah, no, that's fine. But I was just
I think we need to stop in at KSP on the way back and talk to B-Lo and get to the bottom of this.
No, but I was just thinking if I went up and like was like, hey, I was, I doubt I would get a hug.
She'd say, I've never seen you
before. She would be like, you're not huggable.
She'd be like everybody who 985, never seen him before.
No,
she'd be like, you're 47 years
everybody.
Old.
Well, all the guys at Comcast, Moose and the cameramen said they got hugs from her.
Moose got a hug?
Yeah.
Salty dog.
Oh boy. All right, back to the email. These are reasons to feel optimistic about the Patriots going forward. Aaron Hernandez has been healthy all of one game, and we already have the best offense in football. Now add Hernandez, who looked to be our most dangerous player during training camp. That's going to be very scary for opposing teams to have to deal with. Tom Brady has been good but not great. I am expecting to see his best football down the stretch.
No, he's been as good as he's ever been. Fred
yeah, I
says.
Disagree with that. The O-line has been solid, looks better and better every week. If Mankins could get healthy for the playoffs, that would be a bonus.
This guy's the ultimate optimist.
The Talib effect. Yes, we have not seen him in game action, but an upgrade over anything is an upgrade. All we need is for Talib to be close to a receiver and force the quarterback to keep going through his progression, since this added time will help the pass rush get to the quarterback, or if he can pass defend one play per game, that's one more than we've been getting out of our current DBs.
This guy is the anti-you, Fred.
Patrick Chung, to be honest, I'm not a huge fan of his, but I think he's a much better tackler than Gregory, so there's another upgrade. In this scenario, I envision McCourty staying at safety. Hightower had a bad game last week, but I feel we've still not seen the best out of him. I believe the more snaps he gets, the better he'll be. And if we can get a few more stops in D, I truly believe that the sky is the limit. So I like it. I like the optimism.
I don't know why it exists, but
I'm going to summarize that email. If everybody plays better the rest of the way, the sky's the limit.
And gets healthy. You know, because Hernandez, we don't know how healthy he is yet, when he's coming back, and Welker isn't healthy. He's been dealing with an ankle injury that seems to be getting worse over the last month, not better. And Logan Mankins, for all we know, is, you know, 1 foot away from being shelved for the year.
Well, plus,
Conley's injured.
I'm going to take in just, you know, a little bit of seriousness to his email. Offensively, they're great. I think we all agree, right?
Great.
I think they're great. Do you not think they're great?
Great.
I think great offenses can complete a 5-yard out on the goal line to win the game.
Fred, do you think the offense is great?
What's that?
Do you think the offense is great? I think the offense is great.
Yeah, overall. Yep.
Okay. Well, I do too. I think they'll be great, you know, with Hernandez. If Hernandez were to come back healthy, I don't think the offense is the problem. So, in other words, what I'm saying is if Hernandez makes them a little bit better offensively, I don't think that really makes your team all that much better. I think you are pretty good offensively, and you score in the 30s, the mid-30s to high-30s every game at this point. Hernandez will help, absolutely. I don't think he's going to be a difference between a win and a loss. Defensively, basically it's, you know, if Talib can this, and if Hightower can that, and if Chung can this. Well, we've been saying that for 3 years, only with different names. You know, we're wondering if we can come up with a couple of stops, the sky's the limit. I absolutely agree. If this team can make the other team's punter come on the field 3 or 4 times a game, the sky's the limit. We haven't seen that other than one game in St. Louis. In London against St. Louis. That's all true. If they can come up with a couple of stops here and there, I think their offense is good enough that they'll win games. But Andy also brings up the health point of view, and you know, everybody right now is getting decimated, and the Patriots are in the process of having it happen to them too.
Sure, it's don't know. Is it worse than ever?
No.
No.
We say that every single year. It's worse than ever.
There's more concussions, at least, identified than ever. That's for sure.
Yeah, because they've identified them.
Right.
They're naming them instead of saying the guy has got a head
and
injury.
And I think guys
are
missing games because of them.
Yeah,
because
you have to.
Right.
More than they ever have.
Because they're covering their financial aces.
Yep. Bob writes in, he was saying that Lonnie Paxton was on a Denver radio station.
Okay.
And he said he talked to Tom Brady recently and that Tom plans to play for another 10 years. for the experts, why couldn't Brady play for another 10 years, assuming no catastrophic injury? He's never been mobile. What would go first, his legs, his arm strength, or his accuracy? Or would it be because his body couldn't recover from the occasional hits he gets over the course of a week?
I'd say the legs and the hits.
Yeah, the hits.
Yeah,
they add up. They take their toll.
Jenny Dell.
I think at some point, be too much.
I turned to Paul in the press box the other day and said, I think if I tell her I'm a farmer, she'll let me in the Dell. I have a potato field.
Yeah, but I heard yours is a spud.
Oh.
Okay, Scott writes.
Fred has no reason for her to be covering the Patriots. I do.
Well, I just don't understand why she has to pass a test and no one else does. You know, if she's good, then that's fine.
It's okay that Amelie Benjamin comes once a year, but Fred doesn't notice.
But I'm not even talking about women. I'm just in general. There's a lot of guys in there that don't do a thing.
I agree. I think
why don't they have to pass a test?
I think there should be a sifting of who's in there.
By who?
By me.
Okay.
Now, you want to see somebody who wears a shirt that's too small. It's Jenny Dell. You got to paint those things on. God bless her.
And I'm not saying she's good. I don't have any idea if she knows what she's talking about. I watched about 4 innings of Red Sox games this year, so I didn't even see her.
Yeah, Kevin, try to find out what she did last week.
Yeah, instead of just looking up pictures of her showing her big cans off.
Right now, the internet is exploding because of this show for people doing searches.
Yeah, people in London and
Jenny Dell's getting Jenny Dell's getting tweeted right now. You're trending right now on Twitter.
Right.
The deluge. What are the random ones of just like porn stars? I never understood that. Like you Google Jenny Dell, and there's like random porn stars or something included.
How do you know? Scott.
Now we're just random girls with big breasts are coming up.
Scott writes in, hey, Fred, Paul, Andy,
Eric,
when he shows up on Wednesday's show, there was talk about not being able to have an elite offense and defense on one team. So I thought about balancing it out and came up with this game. It's a would-you-trade game. Simply answer if you would or wouldn't trade. 1, Brady for J.J. Watt in the first overall pick in next year's draft.
No.
You wouldn't?
No.
Really? No. Watt in the first overall pick.
Yeah, I'm not sure that there's a elite
quarterback.
But then you trade this year for some subsequent year, you know? But that's currency.
That's a dangerous
game to play. Having the first overall pick.
Yeah, and I'm not winning. I don't think Watt's good enough to totally transform this defense.
Okay. 2, Hernandez for Richard Sherman.
Oh, I would make that trade.
You would?
Yeah. I would make that trade.
At him.
I mean, you know what? I would trade Aaron Hernandez for what I thought was a very good cover corner. If Richard Sherman isn't that guy,
right? Okay.
I don't. I mean, I saw him play one game. He was impressive to me in that one game.
What about Gronkowski?
I'm not. I would not. I would not trade Gronkowski
for a shutdown corner.
No, I think there are Hernandez.
Can I trade Welker for Sherman?
I think there are Hernandezes in the NFL. I don't think there are Gronkowskis. Does that make any sense?
I've said that all along. I put him as the most irreplaceable. Paper.
Even though at any given time there's like 3 Gronkowskis in the NFL, I don't think there's another Rob Gronkowski.
Solder.
I put him ahead of Brady.
Miller.
There's no one else.
Solder for Von Miller.
Solder for, oh, yeah.
I would make
you
that
would.
Trade.
You would?
Yeah.
I would make that trade.
Why?
Because my quarterback's Tom Brady needs protection.
Yeah.
Well, you just traded Tom Brady for a 1.
And someone else can protect him.
Ridley for DeMarcus Ware.
Oh, God. Yes. Jesus.
Was that a real one?
Yeah.
Yeah, that one's not very good.
Yeah, I think I would do that trade.
You think?
Let's see, John.
He's still just going through photos, not
doing
what you told him
here?
To do. You told him to find out what you did post game, and he's just looking up Jenny Dell photos.
You want to go into a room by yourself here, Kevin? Because this is going to get ugly in a minute.
We can do that. It only take a second.
John in Winnipeg.
We have those blinds that come down in that big glass over there, like they do for Patriots.
John says, "Do you think last game was an addition to be the corner opposite? Oh, an audition. Do you think it was an audition to be
the corner, opposite
Tlaib, and nobody wanted the job? That's what I thought it was going to be. I thought guys
well,
would.
No, I think that McCourty played safety because he had to.
Right. Yeah, because Chung is still out.
And Wilson has been.
You don't want to trust him yet.
But the one thing that I would say that was interesting, Fred, you thought it would be an opportunity for those other guys to step up. And right. I think that what may have happened is those guys might have gotten a little bit anxious and played tight. Now, listen, Arrington, I think, has struggled all year. Not to pick on him, but I think he's played most of the year. I thought Dennard has done a reasonably good job and then didn't play very well on Sunday. Maybe he felt a little bit of anxiousness. Maybe he just became who
I
he
think
is.
He just got. Well, no, I don't even think we need to lead to that. Just he didn't have a good game. I don't know that we need to classify it in any other way. And I don't know. I'm not a big believer in some of that stuff. Once the game happens that you're thinking, Aqib Tlaib is going to be here on Monday. I better make this play or I'm out. You might think that on Thursday night when you're hanging out with your girlfriend and she says, so I heard you got, that may come. But when you're actually on the field, I don't really think that happens a lot.
John also says, do you think it's possible that the Patriots might have a chance to limit Reggie Wayne because of their experience against him and Bill's respect and attention to him?
Well, no. Well, yeah, they have a chance because what Bill does taking somebody away, but their experience against him is totally different. And I thought this was one of the interesting things that Bill had saying. He's basically the Hines Ward role in the old Steelers offense in terms of always being in motion, crackback blocking a little bit, some of that stuff. And in the old days, he was the left and Harrison was the right, but they never moved. They stayed on one side of the field.
Yeah.
So even more so now, there's more, even if you wanted to match up Tlaib, there's going to be more moving parts. He's going to be jogging across the formation. Things are a little different on how you're going to work it. So they may cover him because, they covered Larry Fitzgerald earlier in the year. They did. I mean, is there a better receiver in the NFL than Larry Fitzgerald?
No, but now if you had to say, would you say that better chance he gets shut down similar to the way Fitzgerald was, or he has a regular Reggie Wayne game?
Regular Reggie Wayne game.
I do too. I think it's all about the quarterback.
Right.
And then Cobb was unwilling to throw the ball to Fitzgerald
right.
because he was afraid.
There's one thing you cannot and accuse Luck of
Luck,
being
Luck's
afraid.
Not afraid.
Steve writes in, love the show, keep it up, true or false, Welker plays this weekend?
False.
Great question. I just had that posed to me by somebody here on Twitter. I would say yes, but I don't feel great
about
it. I'm
going to say no, and I say Hernandez does.
Me too.
Because that was his next question. I won't even ask about Mankins, but does Connolly play?
I don't know on him at all.
I think neither one of them play.
Yeah, I don't think Mankins is playing.
I don't know the extent of the injuries, but I don't think Mankins looked good at the end of that game the other day with that boot on and stuff.
Brady throws for over 300 yards. Yes.
True. I'm going to say.
Sure. He'll be in the ballpark.
See, yeah, I'm going to say yes just because I think generally he does, but I could see them I could see them running for like 400.
Andy
running
watches,
for 400.
I mean,
yards?
Wow. Running for 200.
Andy
that'd
watches,
be like a record or something.
I'm sorry.
Andy watches Roadhouse every night before going to bed. Roadhouse. I never saw. Is that a movie?
Oh,
yeah,
Patrick Swayze.
Oh,
I've seen it.
You
but
probably do watch that.
Why?
Because you like male physiques. Doesn't he dance with his?
Not Dirty Dancing.
What do you think? Patrick Swayze was just like in one movie?
Roadhouse, he's a bouncer, a badass bouncer. He's got an old friend, badass bouncer. There's a blind guy
so
in the cage.
I don't understand the reference then.
I don't either.
Oh, okay.
It might have something to do with what you were talking about.
Tell you what, I might have to start watching.
Male physiques.
Nessun. Because we're totally just looking past. They hired another one, a blonde who was here with her, who's a new hire for them, a new sports reporter.
Who was that? Was she a reporter or an intern?
Oh, no, she's a new reporter for them. I mean, the Comcast guys who were hugging Jenny Dell knew that girl's name, too.
All right, so we're just giving anyone credentials now. All right.
I'm going to have to come up into the press box.
They are professionals, Fred.
Really? I come up sit next to you,
yes,
Andy.
Fred. She works for ESPN.
Are they?
Yes, they are.
Professionals?
If you want to chastise other media places for hiring these people. Well, why don't you hire some of them?
Well, we have to get rid of you first.
Can we get rid of Eric?
No, we had to have. He's my Title IX person. let's
Good,
see.
Fred.
Quentin writes in, it seems like you guys are counting against Ryan Mallett already.
I don't know.
He will replace Brady when given the chance and will surprise everybody except BB. If Belichick didn't think this was true, he wouldn't be the only other quarterback on the team. I watched Mallett his whole career, and he is the real deal and will end up being a very good quarterback. At least give him a chance before everyone writes him off. Wasn't he one of the players of the week last week?
Practice player of the week, the Ray Ventrone type.
Maybe let him play a few games before you send him down the road.
Maybe you should let him play before you canonize him. By the way, do you remember when Brian
Hoyer sent him down the road?
Do you remember when Brian Hoyer was the only quarterback on the roster? What did he become? Remember when Rohan Davey was the only backup quarterback on the roster? What did he become? That means nothing. Absolutely nothing. 0.0.
It doesn't mean anything from what we know either. So you got to get the emailer.
I'm not allowed to assess what I've seen in preseason action and say I don't think he's going to be the guy.
We haven't seen enough.
You haven't.
I'm not selling him down the river. You did. You're the one that said that.
I don't think he will be the heir apparent.
You just said we haven't seen enough.
But I have to give it to the email. You know, he has a right to say that.
No, yeah, but we have a right to say it too.
But his rationality is wrong. He's saying Bill Belichick wouldn't put him as the only other quarterback on the roster if he didn't see something.
But he also
and
said
what
that
I'm telling you is he's done that.
Career.
He's done that.
He's obviously a fan of Arkansas.
But he's basing it on Belichick's faith in him. Belichick has done this several times with guys who are no longer in the league.
Well, I'm focusing on his knowledge of the player, not Belichick. You know, what he said about watching him.
Fred, I watched him at Arkansas, too.
You did?
Yeah, I did.
You and Jeff from Vegas?
No, me and Andy and anybody else who watches college football. That's Arkansas true. Was on TV all the time. They won 10 games when he was there. They were good teams.
Bobby Petrino was boinking there. Was she a volleyball player? Or
that, too. But I mean, the NFL is littered with college quarterbacks who couldn't play in the NFL.
I know.
I'm just saying, to say that Bill Belichick has faith in him because he's the only other quarterback is
again
stupid.
I wasn't really focusing on that. I was focusing on
That was the whole basis of the email.
Someone who says he's watched it. And I can understand.
No, the whole basis of his email was what Belichick has said.
I can understand.
Okay, so Tavon Wilson blows.
No, I
just want to get, if we're going to give credence to all these people that have watched him in college, we got endless emails after the draft that said Tavon Wilson was terrible.
And we took
we didn't.
Seriously.
We said give him a chance.
Oh my God!
You didn't take them seriously at all.
We read every single one of them.
I know we read them, but did you believe Tavon Wilson was going to suck? Because
I didn't say not to read the guy's email.
I can understand why someone would, you know, be upset.
Why?
If they felt that they've watched his whole career, why is shipping him off before you've even given him a chance?
How much have they watched of him playing pro football?
What?
How much have they watched of him playing pro football?
Talk to this guy.
I am right now.
None of us have seen him play that much pro, but based on what I've seen,
I don't think he is the next Tom Brady.
And I agree.
Okay,
I agree with that.
I gotta give this guy some.
So our job is always wait and see.
Why?
Don't predict a season. Don't predict a player. Everything. We'll just wait and see. Well, I'm sorry, Mallett stinks. I told you. I mean, I didn't tell you because Fred won't let me tell you.
His opinion is the same as ours.
Right. That's fine.
So you don't have to give him any slack.
No,
his opinion is that Ryan Mallett will someday be a good quarterback.
I don't think we should jump all over him.
Why is Drew Bledsoe on the phone?
He's on a lot more these days.
He's on 98.5 all the time.
How painful Ben Roethlisberger's injury is?
Oh, because everybody's comparing it to when he almost died.
Yeah.
I mean,
That can't be a good thing when a rib is broken near your aorta. No. That can't be a good thing. That's not what you're looking for.
No. I don't want anything.
But his opinion is the same as Andy and mine.
Your aorta works hard enough as it is.
You know, I don't think we should just jump all over him.
We didn't jump all over him. We disagree with him. There's a difference.
I jumped all over him a little bit because he had such flawed logic in his email that it devalued his opinion.
Chris with a TIN writes in a little over-under game. Brady passing yards this weekend, 320.
Under.
I'm going to say under.
Since I was hesitant at 300, it makes it easier with the
Ridley rushing TDs, 2.
Under.
Under.
Lloyd receiving yards. 70.
Under.
Really? Okay.
Really? Jones, he had like 2 games with more than that?
Jones sacks, 1.5.
Hard to get yak from your knees.
I'm going to say over. He's going to get 2 sacks this
week. Who? 1.5?
Jones.
Under.
Talib passes defense, 3.
Under.
Under.
Luck passing yards, 300.
Under.
Paul says over. Andy says under.
291.
I think the Patriots are going to have a lead, and India's going to have to throw it, and he'll put up some plastic yards.
Neil writes in, he's from Montreal. Enough of the Patriots talk. What we in Patriots Nation need
enough
to know
of the Patriots talk.
Is how are things between Eric and his Danish Spanish girlfriend?
She's now living in the Niagara Falls area.
Really?
No.
With a restraining order.
That's where your girlfriend lives, Fred, when She's fictitious.
Save that email, though. I mean, for the end of the show, sure. Whenever it comes, read that. People want
to
know.
Yep. Now, back to Patriots talk. I think that Brady's 2010 season, sans playoff, of course, was superior to the 2007 season because he had no deep threat in 2010. That's good.
You can make an argument for that. I disagree, but you could definitely make an argument for that.
He has no deep threat this year.
Plus, I think you could say that he was more precise in 2010 than he had to be in 2007 because Randy just made so many unbelievable plays.
He was sort of more precise.
You know what I mean.
I still remember a lot of interceptions that weren't.
Which is what Fred says, over the years, always.
But I'm not talking strictly numbers, like he threw 8 interceptions in 07 and only 4 in 2010.
No, I know.
That's not what I'm talking about.
I think he easily could have thrown 18.
Absolutely. And he easily could have thrown 3 on Sunday.
It's like the Chiefs have 30 turnovers this year, giveaways. Remember, in 2010, they were with the Patriots. They were neck and neck at whatever it was, 7, 8, like at the end of the season.
Right.
And then they pooped themselves in the playoffs.
Same quarterback.
And now they can't hold on to the ball. They have 30 giveaways. There's some circumstantial nature to a lot of those. Like last week, they're the team that turns it over every game, but they play the Steelers, and the Steelers are like, whoop, whoop. Like, it's all over the place.
Patriots, the Steelers turn it over a lot in that game.
Every time I watched, there was a ball somewhere on the ground.
Balls on the ground. I didn't watch any of that.
Travis in Collierville, Tennessee.
Your balls hang
with all the talk about bringing back Romeo Crennel earlier in the week, I was wondering if there is any type of limit as to how many coaches can be on a staff and if there is any salary cap associated with the coaching staff as a whole.
I don't know if there's any limit, but there's no salary cap restrictions.
Yes, there is.
No, to coaches? No, there's not.
It's not a coaching salary cap, but it goes into your overall cap number. Yes, it does.
I don't believe that's true.
Factually incorrect.
I believe it's true.
No.
It's not.
Yep.
No.
Okay.
No.
And I don't know if there's any limit to the number of coaches you can have. Now, if there is, the Patriots aren't anywhere near it.
No, because most teams have twice the staff.
Right.
Fred always goes, Bill does more
with
less.
And that's why we're wondering why we can't have anybody.
Send an email right now. There's no coaches' salary cap.
I don't think that there is an unlimited amount that a team can spend on their coaching staff.
I do.
I believe there is a ceiling on that.
I believe you're wrong.
There may be a ceiling from team to team for what they want to do.
Yeah, I could be wrong. Can
you check right now?
I believe that there.
Can we take a break and you can make a phone call?
Because your source is in the building. I just saw him.
Okay.
Can we take?
Let's take a break. I'll find out who you think my source is. All right. Well, let's take a break. We'll be right back.
What would make your life better? Start with better banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a checking account, better banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card, cash rewards, and online banking with bill pay, along with the flexible options you need to help make your everyday a little easier to manage. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call better banking. Sovereign Bank. Member FDIC.
The Patriots Pro Shop has everything you need to show your pride on game day and every day. Choose from the widest selection of hats, tees, authentic jerseys, autographed memorabilia, and much more, including our new game-worn gear collection, where you can own a piece of authentic Patriots history. The Patriots Pro Shop, located next to Gillette Stadium, is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., or shop online 24/7 at PatriotsProShop.com. The Patriots Pro Shop, your team, your store.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. An exciting Patriots season is here, and Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Ace Ticket is your trusted source. We have the best seats at the lowest prices for all your favorite Boston teams. Ace Ticket is now selling Celtics tickets to all games, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or right across the street from Boston Garden. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
I love,
love,
love this card.
With my Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, I earn more cash back for the things I buy most.
Cash back for the things I buy every day.
I earn 1% cash back on every purchase, everywhere, every time.
2% on groceries.
And 3% on gas. Automatically, no hoops to jump through.
It's as easy as 1, 2, 3.
That's 1% cash back on a cut and color.
2% back on food for the neighborhood barbecue.
And 3% cash back on getting the kids to soccer practice and football and baseball.
Extra cash back on groceries and gas. That's my kind of card.
Earn 1, 2, 3% cash back for the things you buy most with the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. Apply online or at a Bank of America near you. Quarterly maximum on grocery and gas bonus rewards. To learn more, go to bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
Finally, a card for the real world.
Copyright 2012, Bank of America Corporation.
Like what you've heard so far? You'll love it even more when you read it in Patriots Football Weekly. Get your subscription now by calling 1-800-494-PATS or log on to pfwonline.com.
All right, back here in PFW in progress. Unfortunately, I couldn't get an answer to the question, but it's out there. So if we do hear during the show, we'll relay that. For some reason, I do feel that I've heard in the past that, you know, teams just can't spend whatever they want, that there is some sort of limit. And it might have to do with revenue sharing. I don't know. Maybe that's what it is, but we'll find out.
Okay.
Let's see. Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398 is the Ace Ticket Hotline. Eric is in Houston. Hey, Eric.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
How you doing?
Good. I got a comment and a question.
Okay.
The comment is, yesterday y'all asked a couple of people, would y'all rather the Patriots keep Wes Welker or use his money next season for defensive help?
Yeah.
And for some reason, I don't know why, but I'd rather keep Welker. I know the defensive backs have been horrible this season, but I just feel like we need Welker. If Brady's going to be here, we're going to need Welker.
Yeah, I don't think that's strange. I mean,
yeah,
not here or he plays a lesser role, they're not at their best. When they're at their best, Welker is playing a key role. So I don't think that's strange at all.
I think a lot of people would agree with you. I mean, I personally would rather have defensive help, but I see the other side.
And if Hernandez could ever stay healthy, maybe there'd be a stronger argument for letting Welker go. But he can't. He's kind of got a little bit of that Edelman-itis.
Because of that, I feel a lot less strong about it than I would have, say, at the start of the season.
Right,
Because of the way Hernandez is.
And we were
hyping
him up for 100 catches.
Yeah.
And he's get to 20.
Yeah, because I feel like Hernandez is kind of turning into Chung now, where he's hardly ever playing now.
Yeah, but, that's fair.
Yeah, my one question is, the Texans end up first place in the division and the Patriots end up first place in the division, does that mean that they'll be on the schedule next season also?
Yes.
Yes.
If you finish in the same position as all the other teams in the AFC, you automatically line up with those teams,
mm-hmm.
even if you don't play that division.
That's why it seemed like every year we used to play the Colts.
Right.
You know.
Okay, and there isn't any way you guys would know if that game would be in Houston or in New England?
Yeah. Well, I don't know it off my head, but you can find out.
I'd need to look it up, but I could figure that out.
Yeah, because right now you can look and you'll see, AFC South, and you'll know whether it's home or away.
Right.
Yeah. Well, we play the South this year, right?
Yeah, so it'll be an off game.
So
it'll
be a first-place game. So that would line up where either at AFC South 1 or home. Yeah, I don't know.
But we can find out. I mean,
if we had the record in the fact book, we could find out.
Yeah.
All right, Eric, thanks for the call.
We'll update you on that. It's Paul will tweet that information later. That's PFW Paul.
I might hurt myself.
At PFW Paul.
Let's go over to the West Coast where Brandon is on the line. Hey, Brandon.
Yeah, how's it going?
Good.
Where exactly on the West Coast is he?
California.
Oh.
He just... Yeah, all right. Well, yeah, I have two things I want to say. The first thing was about you guys' argument with the Texans. Like, I was looking at their stats. They're, like, 23rd in passing yards. And then they played only, like, two top caliber quarterbacks. So, of course, their defense is going to be, like, you know, better than usual. But I think I don't think they're, like, that good of a defense. I think they just get a lot of tip balls that make them, you know, a lot of turnovers. But
like who? They, who we're talking about Houston?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So who would
Houston.
You consider? Who would you consider the top ones that they've played?
What, like on their team?
No, you said they only played a
two
couple quarterbacks. So who do you consider?
It was Green Bay, yep. And then I know they played another one, Broncos, Peyton Manning, which he had like a bad game, I think. But then, like, he had Jay Cutler, but he got hurt like early on in the game, so it's like,
yeah,
you can't really count that.
How many yards did Baltimore throw against the Patriots?
Well, that's how Joe Flacco is. Like, he's a decent quarterback.
Okay, so now we're up to four.
Well, like I said, good quarterback. He's decent. He has his days and he has his off days. But
So who are the Patriots playing?
Right. What's the comparison point?
Well, Peyton Manning.
Our defense sucks. I mean, there's no question about it. But you're comparing that there.
I'll agree with you that Houston's played a lot of bad quarterbacks. The Patriots have played a lot of bad quarterbacks. Houston dominates the bad quarterbacks. The Patriots get lit up by them.
Yeah, but you're saying that
I don't think Houston's defense is overrated. They shut down bad offenses. The Patriots doesn't.
We'll see when we play them and see how the outcome.
But that's not going to tell you what we're asking, though.
Yeah, well, I still think that their offense is not even close to our offense. And
but that's not the question.
Yeah. Well, your thing was that they have two powerful. Both sides, offense and defense, and I don't think their offense is that great.
Their offense is good. Their defense is great.
Well, and what we asked is compare their offense to the Patriots' defense, the weakness of each team.
You get that, but it's still like not what.
So the Patriots could win the game. That doesn't tell me that Houston's not as good as I thought they were. The Patriots are a good team.
Yeah, that's true. Well, anyways, on the next question, what do you think the chances are that the Patriots would get Danny Amendola if Wes Welker doesn't come back?
Pretty good. I think they're going to be interested in him.
I think St. Louis is going to re-sign him, to be honest with you. I think that they feel like he's like Welker, and every time he's in the lineup, they're a decent team. And when he's not,
could be.
They're not. I think they're going to keep him.
If you're watching the 49ers game, you can just tell that on his face, like, oh, man, this team sucks. So if he's like a type of player that wants to win, chances are that he would go.
Maybe he'll go to Houston.
Well, I actually don't think it has anything about winning. I think if he's the type of player that goes, wow, I can go play with Gronk and Hernandez and Brady, my numbers could be, I could just take over that Welker role. I might not be any different a player, and I'm just going to catch 120 balls and be great. I don't even think it's about the winning. It's about personal fun, statistics, all that.
Yeah, how much do you think they would throw at him if, you know, they had an opportunity? What would you think he was like a type of receiver to get paid, like, $3 million probably a year?
I think he'll probably get a little more than that, and I wouldn't pay him much because
I wouldn't give him anything.
He's hurt.
He's injury prone too. So
if I want to piss money away, I mean,
does he have flat out faster speed than Welker?
I think he's faster than Welker.
Yeah.
Just watching him, I don't know the numbers.
If I'm going to stay with that, I would stick with Welker. I would rather pay Welker more than I paid out Amendola because I think Welker, I know, can play 16 games for me.
Right.
Amendola, to me, is a poor man's Welker.
All right, Brandon, thanks for the call. Let's go. We'll stay on the West Coast, but we'll move up a little to Southern Oregon where Doug is. Hey, Doug.
Hey, you guys. How are you doing today?
We're doing great. How are you doing?
Hey, good. I missed the first hour, but you guys were talking about Houston. But I want to know, basically, I mean, looking at the stats between Indianapolis and Buffalo, what is going to change with the Patriots from last week where the Buffalo game was so close to playing against Indianapolis when they're better in every category, offensively and defensively? I mean, I think I'd remember earlier in this week you guys had said you're looking for the Patriots to blow out Indianapolis, but,
I didn't say that.
What's going to change for us in the week where
are the Colts as good a running team as the Bills?
No.
In terms of flat-out numbers, no, but they're better offensively than the Bills.
Yeah, their offense is, but I don't even care about numbers. Their backs aren't as good. I think Fred Jackson and certainly C.J. Spiller are better than anything the Colts have. Vic Ballard and Donald Brown,
I think,
are Jags.
I didn't predict a blowout. I didn't predict a blowout against Buffalo. I thought that they would win the game by just flat-out getting in a track meet and outscoring them. And it was a lot closer than I thought, but I didn't think it was going to be a blowout per se, and I don't think this will be either.
Yeah, and especially, I missed the conversation about Houston, but, comparatively, I think that Houston, even watching them this last week, Houston's a much better team. The Patriots are at this point as far as complete balance.
Yeah, I agree. But
our defense is going to really have to come along if we're going to go very far in the playoffs.
Yeah. As far as what's going to change from last week to this week, I can guarantee you that the front of the Patriots defense isn't going to play as bad as they played last week.
But you won't necessarily know.
Yeah.
Because you don't have C.J. Spiller who's going to make you look foolish.
That's a whole different thing.
Well, whatever.
Brown and Ballard are kind of jag running backs.
Tackles. You're not going to see
right,
it.
But that's not necessarily because they're better.
Okay, but whatever.
It's an easier matchup for them.
That could be. Yeah.
But then you've got, Luck compared to Fitzpatrick. I mean, if our secondary doesn't move along here, we're going to have problems.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, and he takes chances deep down the middle, which for the Patriots is bad news because you normally say it's not good if your rookie takes chances deep down the middle, but they've completed them against this team.
Yep. All right, Doug, thanks for the call.
Did he die?
I don't know. He's just gone.
He was like...
Yeah, I agree with Fred. I think that you probably can expect an improvement just in overall tackling. And whether it's because Spiller's not there to make you look silly, which Andy's absolutely right. You know, the Colts backs don't have that kind of agility and ability to make you miss. But
versatility, flexibility.
But the receivers made guys miss, too, last week. And the Colts receivers are, I think more explosive than the Bills. The Bills have a bunch of possession guys. Stevie Johnson and Donald Jones are possession receivers. And I think that you have a chance with Donnie Avery and T.Y. Hilton to maybe make some
Eugene.
Big plays. Yes, Eugene.
Eric's here just from practice.
What's it's cold out there.
Is it?
Yeah.
Nip.
Was Jenny Dell out there?
No.
I wish she was.
She just comes for game day?
Okay. I just come for her.
So what do you got, Eric?
Seriously, do you ever think before you say anything?
What do you got?
Same thing as yesterday. Mankins.
Now, the report.
Welker.
The early reports from yesterday or the late reports?
The late reports from yesterday.
Can you explain what happened with that? Not just you, but with...
Is
it possible for a player to be at practice and then not be at practice, as Mike Felger would say?
No. Once in a while you see a number, you think it's one number, and it's not.
Once in a while with me.
Well, yeah.
All the time.
All the time.
So does this mean that one guy did attendance and
everybody
piggybacked?
Everybody else was being lazy and piggybacked.
Who's the one guy?
Our guy Rodak.
Oh, okay. Rodak blew it
now,
for everyone?
I'm not calling anybody out here.
Hold on, Paul. It was a mistake by Rodak. He didn't blow it for everyone because everybody else was being lazy.
Right.
Rodak and I have a system that we have in place.
Certainly not a foolproof system.
Rodak takes the numbers and then you report them?
I write them down while he reads them because he's very good at rapidly spotting the numbers and calling them out. So I mark them down. And then we double check usually. And we usually double check with somebody else.
Right.
Just to confirm and we talk about it and because that's really with the limited time we have, you have to teamwork this.
No, I get that.
And just the problem was nobody else double teamed yesterday, so we kind of were left on our own.
Double teamed, double teamed sends him off into a porn-like frenzy.
Imagine. So we had no one to bounce it off of, and it probably should have thought, he left the game. It didn't ring a bell at the time, and probably should have in hindsight.
Now,
and
so good news is you were all wrong at once.
I mean, that was harmless yesterday. Everybody had the same thing and whatever. So
he's a guard.
2 hours
it's
late.
Like Bill says on defense, if you're going to be wrong together.
And 2 hours later, everybody was updated. But this is why at training camp, and you always get mad at us, this is why if it comes outside of our family, if it's not me, you, and Andy, I don't care whatever the other people say with regard to who's there and who's not. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because if it's going to be wrong, I'm going to get it wrong.
Damn it.
And that's the way I look at it. And you always get mad at us when we say that. If it comes from you, Andy, or me,
no, he gets mad when we don't trust him.
Well, because he doesn't sit with us.
He gets
mad at that.
Because he doesn't sit with us.
Right. I won't say it.
Because he doesn't like
us. He doesn't like us.
What? I didn't say
I know what you were going to say.
I kept that part of it out, too. I just said he didn't like
Eric's the LaDainian Tomlinson of the PFW. He separates himself from us.
Yeah, but no. I play. I even play hurt.
But you're not good.
But, you know, Andy and I are to the point where we're out and out rude to the other outlets. Like, like they'll be like, you know, like I'll say to Andy, do you see Spikes? And
like, oh, yeah, he's there.
And someone will turn around and go, I got Spikes. And I'll look at Andy and I go,
do you see Spikes?
Because I don't care. If someone else saw him, if I didn't or Andy didn't, I don't care.
And that's how you avoid problems like this.
Right.
Any unique jerseys today?
Ridley had his number back.
Okay, anything?
Which was interesting.
Did we get to the bottom of why he didn't have a jersey yesterday number?
I don't think anyone talked to him yesterday. I don't know if he was, I don't know if he made himself available.
I didn't see him.
Tracy White, who just came back, was out there when we got there, but he was being tended to by a member of the medical staff and then spoke to Belichick and then left the practice.
Was placed on IR.
So, yeah, we'll have to
see. Does he have a Liz Frank injury or some major foot problem?
I don't know.
Like, this has been...
That's a strange roster spot to me.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, like, you're holding on for like 8 weeks for a...
Especially
backup
since Bill
linebacker
has never glowed about
player.
Remember like a couple years ago I asked a question about him and like I kind of said something about Larry Izzo and he basically, you know, there's only one Larry Izzo now.
Yeah.
Like, pump the brakes. He's just a guy, kind of. Mm-hmm. So why are we bending over backwards for just a guy?
So you really don't know.
Yeah. Well, but I mean...
I mean, I understand that you wait
as
for
I said,
guys,
I think they have a lot of Gorda at the bottom of the roster as it is. So he's not the only one just hanging out collecting a paycheck.
Punta Gorda.
Not a Punta Gorda, just a Gorda.
What's that all about?
A guy called from Punta Gorda the other day, and I said, does that mean fat point? And he goes, I don't know, I never heard that. And I was like, I think it does. And then somebody else was like, oh, it means fat whore, and then it just...
Oh, boy.
It does mean fat tip.
And this is another Sunday.
Sort of means fat tip.
Patriots
fat
pregame okay. social.
So he... So
Fred's like, I got to start listening to that show.
So there was that. I have one.
I really left these two alone.
I just have one little gripe, and it's since he's gotten here. It's Aaron Hernandez... takes his helmet off every single opportunity he gets.
Right. Yeah.
In practice.
Right.
You're not supposed to take your helmet off at any level in practice. Unless it's a specific call from the coach. Oh, take a water break. Take your helmet off. You're supposed to. Exactly. Take
when Eric
a,
was
whatever.
A fourth string kicker at BU, he never took his helmet off. That single bar stayed on all the time, baby.
And that's when he had hair.
No. Real players don't wear single bars.
I know. So you had a single bar.
No.
And that's why he doesn't sit with us at training.
No, he goes to single bars.
Oh,
well done, Fred. No, but he's the guy
he
is constantly.
If he went to single bars, he'd be getting some.
I mean, as soon as he catches a pass and goes off to the side, the helmet comes off. I don't understand it.
I don't understand.
Keep
how
your
it can still
effing helmet
you
on.
After 3 years. It hasn't changed.
I know, but it. How does he gotten away with it all this time? Is what I don't understand.
What's the matter?
Because it's the NFL. I don't think they really care.
Right. They should.
Fred's got an email.
They don't care about tackling either, but they should, Paul.
Fred, Eric's going to unload his little pet peeves for the entire career here.
But I appreciate it. Who has more pet peeves than me? I like that.
Apparently Eric.
That's true.
I don't have more.
So what else you got, Eric?
Tlaib. Want to hear a little bit about Tlaib? I mean, he took part in drills again. Today they were a little different. They were the single blocking sleds with the... like the outline of the upper torso, and he was like jamming at the line of scrimmage, and then
when do we get to the part where he covers somebody?
Well,
so far we've got strip sacks.
When they allow us, when they allow us to watch practices like they do in training camp, so never is the answer. So we'll have to wait till Sunday.
To leave it to Sunday.
Yes, exactly.
That was weak, even for you.
I'm going to beat that one to the ground.
So, and we're hoping to talk to him later today.
Okay. The person who, the Ryan Mallett fan, called in, he goes, "Relax, guys. That was just my opinion. Everyone has one."
I agree.
And I was basing
like
that
nipples.
Off what
I've
seen
myself.
That's
what I said. His is the same
two.
As ours.
And you guys have obviously don't work seen on half more the population. Of the pro stuff than me, but I watch every chance I get, and I feel he'll be fine when he gets the shot. Will he be Brady? No. But he may never see another Brady. But I do think he can win games for the Patriots with the weapons he has there. By the way, love the show. Listen here in Arkansas. Every time I catch you guys... me and my son were Patriots fans before Mallett and will be after he's gone.
Hook him. No. No. Go Hogs.
We'll
pick Suey.
Yeah, we'll pick Suey. I said that at the end of the email. That you said you got to give him some slack. I'm like, no, we all have opinions.
And just because we yell doesn't mean like we're
anybody
mad.
Can have an opinion, and he has one, and it's different than ours. Different than yours.
We're trying to treat our emailers like we treat each other, like we can argue that it's not personal, that we can yell at them and say that's stupid,
absolutely.
And they can call us stupid, and then we'll do it again tomorrow.
And the only part that we attacked was the whole notion that Belichick wouldn't have only one quarterback on the roster if he didn't have faith in him.
Such flawed
logic. He's
done
that many times. And the guy that he had faith in, quote-unquote, was not here for all that much longer after that. Right.
It's nothing personal. That's just Southern logic.
Davey, wow.
You had another email to read, didn't you?
One of our emailers wanted to know, Eric, how things are going with your Spanish-Danish friend.
She's Spanish-Danish?
Yeah.
Ooh, so she's a spicy Danish.
She's a spicy tart.
Yeah, we still are in
Danish.
Touch.
Have you ever touched? The laugh behind the glass.
I know. You can hear it through the mic.
The laugh track.
I know.
Well, we're waiting.
I answered the question. Move on.
Do you have plans
I answered
to
the
get
question.
Together?
I answered the question. Move on.
Do you have plans to get together?
I answered the question.
Now we got Bill Belichick here. I think I answered that already. Are there any other questions about the Patriots?
Now I have another question.
No. You said you were reading an emailer's question.
You don't have any other plans to move? Get
to
together?
Move?
To move? No, I don't have any plans to move, Fred.
To get
how about
together?
For it to move?
Yeah, there's always plans.
Right.
But
so been plans
they
for the
fall,
last 40 years.
They fall
years
through
for
all
that.
The time.
So Eric's clamming up. Okay.
Those plans just go limp.
Yeah, I don't subscribe to your notion that our personal lives are all about this show.
Fred doesn't either, just so you know. I got a fair thing. He'll answer that question if you promise to come on and take a photo on the air in your singlet from Emerson. Is that a fair bonus, Eric?
Sure.
He still has his Emerson
wrestling
singlet.
I don't want to see him in his wrestling singlet, so no.
I don't, but I do.
Andy does.
No,
Andy
because
does.
I'm just
well,
envisioning.
We know why.
Right.
Yeah.
So was on his
show. There you go. No, because I think it'd be the funniest thing I'd ever see in my life. In a scarring way.
I do think that if we're going to ask people to listen to us for 6 hours a week, that we do have an obligation to be a little bit open with them.
A little bit, yes, a tiny little bit.
Well, I mean,
Andy's come out on the show.
How
much more open can you be on that?
I mean,
he's come out on the show.
Eric's always on his mind.
Well, I
wouldn't know about this woman unless you told me.
Yes, but I didn't tell you to tell other people about it.
I hired a private eye to find out things about it.
No, but just because we talk about something when there are no microphones around doesn't mean you should or could or can talk about them when they are around.
He's like Maddie in the morning and Eric is Billy.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, that wasn't for on the air?
I don't understand.
In a lot of ways, he's like Billy.
I don't see the harm.
It's like the whole bullying discussion that we had the other day. If somebody doesn't like it, you shouldn't be doing it.
I know, but I
so if somebody says I'm not answering a question, move the F on to something else.
Does she listen? Because that's a fair reason.
I don't know if she does or not.
She a Patriots fan?
Yes.
And she's far away, so she could be
listening.
Well,
if she follows you on Twitter, then she knows about the show.
Well, I told her we have a show. I don't know if she actually listens.
He doesn't, like, claim this show. He removed the PFW from his handle. There's no ties to us.
Yeah.
He wants us at arm's length.
That explains it, by the way.
What?
Coincided. The change coincided with that, did it not?
What are you talking about?
Isn't that when you changed your Twitter handle?
No, I changed it before we got to London.
Yeah, in preparation?
H?
For your meeting?
No, I didn't know I was going to have one. I didn't know I was going to have one, Paul.
This rendezvous?
It was spontaneous.
Well, I thought it was on Twitter, you told me.
Once we got there.
Yeah.
I changed it before we got there.
But you
didn't know until we got there that she existed.
But you had been tweeting with this person, you told me.
No. When we got there.
You saw her tweets.
Not before.
Oh, you didn't know her until you got to London?
Yeah, how many times do I have to tell the story about all of
it? I've never heard
it.
I was absent for 2 days. Because you told me that
you said you wouldn't tell
her
a third.
She had said something to you on Twitter about
while we were there.
Oh, I thought it was here.
No. While we were there.
Oh, that's
so you had never, ever, like, she had never tweeted you before. She tweeted you out of the blue in London.
Right, because I had sent out a tweet.
Now I'm a little worried that you might need a restraining order of some sort. I mean, it's like some random strange person just tweeted you in London? Like,
All right.
I got no problem with it, Eric.
We landed.
I'm concerned.
The plane touched down, so we turn our phones on.
How long are we going here?
And I tweeted that the Patriots charter flight just landed at Heathrow. Good to be back in London. Something to that effect.
Good to be back home.
Something to that effect.
Yes, Paul.
And she tweeted, looking for a good time?
No. And then somebody...
yes, sir.
So somebody that,
somebody
that follows me retweeted it. One of our UK followers retweeted that.
Right.
And she followed that person, saw the retweet, saw my thing, read about my...
She looked
up my profile, decided, oh, it's worth following, followed me, retweeted that tweet, and then just sent me a message saying, so what are the Patriots doing on their first day? And it started from there.
Okay. Now, you never told all of that stuff, so don't make it sound like you went through that all.
Right.
I explained it to Fred, so I assume that he explained it to you.
Why?
You should never assume when telling
him anything. That's a very good point.
No, Fred didn't tell us any of that.
I didn't.
Well, I assumed, because there was an entire show when we got back that I wasn't here for, and I heard all these messages from people saying you were talking for the whole time and going overboard, so I just assumed you told them all.
You owe Fred
both
an apology.
Happened.
He didn't speak out of class. No, he didn't say all that stuff. He didn't explain any of that. That's the first time I've heard any of that
stuff.
Me too.
All I heard was the Twitter part, and I just assumed it was one of your followers.
Well...
Now she is.
Right. So do you have plans to get together
she's
with
actually
her?
Running from it.
She's a crazy bitch.
But
you're still in communication.
Yes,
was that the question?
Yes.
Text communication or verbal?
Text.
Okay.
That's good.
Scrabble?
Words with friends?
No, I don't know if she's into that.
Oh. What is she into? That Spanish tart.
Oh my God.
That's spicy Danish.
really are.
Unbelievable.
508-298-0398 is the Ace Ticket Hotline. Eldridge is in North Carolina. Hey, Eldridge.
Spicy paella.
Hey, fellas, y'all funny as hell. Hey, and you don't tell, man. I don't care if the news your boys. You don't tell. You never tell.
Well, especially since you don't have anything to tell.
Yeah, if you don't have nothing to tell, you're right. Even if you do, you don't make up stuff. You still don't tell anyway.
Right.
Eric sticks to that.
Gentlemen do not
that's right.
tell. They don't.
Exactly.
Do not tell.
Nor do virgins.
I got a couple questions for you.
Just make sure you pronounce it Welker. Okay?
You missed yesterday. We have a few more now. Endelman and who else?
Endelman.
There was a couple others that we've added to the Welcher lexicon.
Here we go. All right.
I just need him to fix Welker first.
Here we go with the pronunciation again.
Okay, Welker. Okay, how's that?
Okay, there we go. All right, now, go ahead. Proceed.
Question for y'all. Yesterday I was talking like Indianapolis should be like an easy game or a game that we should win.
Yeah.
Y'all really think that?
Indy game is a game that we should win?
Yes, I agree with that. Sure.
Yeah. And I think the proper phrasing should be an easy game. I agree with it. I just don't think it will be.
It should be an easy game. Can I ask you why?
Because I don't think they're very good. I don't think they're very good. I don't think they have a very good defense.
But you don't think the Patriots have a very good defense either.
Right.
So why do you think
But I think the Patriots' offense is light years better than the Colts' offense.
Yeah, but if the defense on the Patriots is that bad, then it should
I think the Colts' defense is pretty bad. I don't think they can stop the run or the pass.
So it'll be a shootout and it'll be a close game.
But we don't think the Indy offense is anywhere near the Patriots' offense.
10 touchdowns and 9 interceptions
That's why we
is
think
not the
Patriots
same
should
as
win
18 and 3.
Which defense is better, Colts or Patriots?
That's true also. But
they're about the same.
I would say the Patriots is better if they get back to dominating the run.
Okay.
If the one I saw on Sunday, I can't tell you because that one wasn't good at anything.
All right.
I think they're roughly the same.
I think they're weak to head off. They've got everything. How to tackle, how to cover.
Well, they never never knew how to cover.
Yeah, they didn't forget how to cover.
Because they never covered nobody.
Right.
Exactly. That's right.
But
now that Welcher's hurt.
Stop it.
He's hurt?
No.
Welcher is hurt.
He's not practicing.
I predict he won't play.
Yes, Andy Eldridge. And Fred are both on record as predicting that he won't play and that Hernandez will.
And it could be a big game for Andelman.
Eddie?
Nah, it won't be a big game for him. He's too slow.
Yeah, he is. And old.
He's actually faster than Welker, but that's besides the point.
That's in picking
Eddie
up
Andelman?
Quickness.
No, he's not.
I don't think he outrun Welker. Excuse me. Welker, okay. I don't think he outrun him. But my question is, the reason why I'm asking this is, okay, if they put Tlaib on Wayne, okay,
yep.
You still got Donny Avery, and you still got T.Y. Hilton.
Right.
And they burn just as much as everybody, and we ain't got nobody to help cover them anyway. So I was just wondering.
Yeah, but they're not as good. I mean, there's a
then you got
drop off.
You got Luck. Luck throws better than Wilson from Seattle.
Yes.
Seattle beat us, right?
Yes.
That's what I'm looking at.
But their defense is nowhere near as good as Seattle, so you're not going to win.
If Indianapolis can score 24 points in this game and win, then I think you're right. I think there's a chance they could win. But I don't think that the Patriots will be below 24 when this game is over.
I'm glad they're number one corners out. It's Powers. But my question is...
Both their corners are out.
But the defensive player of the week, Darius Butler, looking for some
revenge. Gerard Powers and Vontae Davis are both out.
Looking to stick it to the Patriots.
They've been out the last couple of years.
One more thing I want to bring up, I'm going to let y'all go. I don't want you to think about this, Andy, since you're talking about throwing up stats and everything. Okay. Lloyd played every game, right?
Yeah.
43 catches, 438 yards, and about 4 touchdowns, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I'm going back. Who we let go? Tyquan Underwood. Don't start for Tampa Bay. Don't start. 23 receptions, 268 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Which one would you rather have?
Lloyd.
Brandon Lloyd.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lloyd.
And no, I don't think
I
Lloyd has been good.
Because, like I said, we ain't got that gesture. And if Brady would be other than Mr. Patriot and say, you know what, we need a speeder guy with those tight ends, and now the running game, just one, I bet you'd be more happy now than he is worried about, okay, is Branch going to catch one? Is Edelman going to catch one? Is Lloyd going to catch when we need it? I bet you he's worried.
Wait, are you saying that Tyquan Underwood was Mr. Hands? Because I remember a guy who dropped as many as he caught.
Well,
certainly in that preseason.
He probably dropped as many as he caught, but what I've seen on highlights.
Yeah, they're called highlights. You tell me Brandon Lloyd doesn't have highlights?
Right, they don't put the drops on the highlights.
They don't call them lowlights on SportsCenter.
Matter of fact, Brandon Lloyd's highlight tape would be awfully impressive.
Dropped a lot.
Yes, he does.
Including touchdown.
Right.
All right, then, but Underwood.
They don't show those on the highlights. If you watched every Bucks play, like Jeff watches every Colts play, you would know that Underwood drops a lot of balls.
He has to take rocket. I love when he goes on the sprinkler attack.
Which Jeff?
Jeff in Vegas?
He don't start.
Okay. Right. Lloyd does for a better offense.
Third, fourth, you don't start.
But Underwood was here and couldn't start here.
The only thing that Underwood has better that is personality and hair.
Like kid and play now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, all right, Aldridge. We got to get to the picks.
Fred's giving you the wrap-up. They're starting to play the music at the Oscars.
I like his calls.
I think his calls are great.
I like a man who's not afraid to laugh at himself.
And, we tease him about you know, the Welcher, and he doesn't get mad.
Right.
No, he laughs at us.
Now it's a running gag.
If he ever sees Eric, he might drive over him with his truck.
He had, like, 3 others yesterday, and I really don't think he does them on purpose.
The man is obsessed with wide receivers.
Yes.
He's obsessed with the position.
We've had a number of those. Remember the old guy, Richard Barnett, or the five,
Richard, the six receivers,
Rhode Island or something. Dick Barnett, he was a forward with the
Richard Rhode. Was it Richard Rhode Island?
Something like that. I don't know. It was a long time
ago.
Remember
Dick Barnett?
No.
Dick Barnett.
Yeah, he played for the New York Knicks back in their heyday.
When Fred was a fan of the Knicks, because it was their heyday.
I don't know that name.
No.
But yeah, I mean,
did
Eldridge,
you play with Bill Bradley?
Eldridge is not only obsessed with wide receivers; he's obsessed with outside the number big play. Deep threats.
And you can appreciate that.
Yeah. I mean, I like that
kind
of game.
Your kind of down the field passing.
I do like that.
Al Davis, you
got
to read it together.
But I'm not obsessed with it.
The 60s, that was awesome.
I don't think that's the, you know, everybody seems to think every time this offense doesn't score 30 points, it's because they don't have a deep threat. Maybe that's right. And, you know, I don't know. But I just think that they score 30 so often. I think that when they don't score 30, it's because they had a bad game. They had an off game. It's not because of some flaw in the way that they're designed.
Update from the studio. Fred is intrigued by female MMA because he perked right up when they showed highlights on sports.
Yeah,
that's not what
he saw. Two women rolling around.
Two women
and he was
pummeling each other. All right.
And somehow you got aroused.
PFW pick segment. This week's PFW in Progress picks are brought to you by Subway Restaurants. Subway, the official training restaurant of the New England Patriots. Every week's pick segment is brought to us by Subway Restaurants.
Do we know that for sure? They signed on for the season?
I think so, right?
Let's make sure the
it's
check's
cash.
It's
not a week-to-week deal, right? Thumbs up by Kevin.
Let's make sure the check's cash.
Season deal.
How come we don't get any Subway out of it?
I don't know.
Some
I want
of us
that chicken,
looking for it.
I want a chicken teriyaki
I'll take
right
the grande
now.
Anytime.
Who's that rep that handles Subway? Sarah?
Yeah.
Sarah,
who's Sarah?
No. Grande's fine.
Oh, yeah, I'm not saying in place. I'm saying as, like, our fallback when we don't have a lunch buyer, we call Subway and they send us some sandwiches.
Or even, like, once a month in place.
All right,
one of those
Paul,
footlong.
I believe I won last week.
I unfortunately do not have my notebook, so I don't have the numbers from last week. I can tell you that Andy won the week,
woo!
However.
Bitches.
But we all did very well. Andy just did the best. He
what
was, I believe, 12-2.
What about
sounds
against
good.
The spread?
Andy won again.
I don't remember.
He's
everyone's
doing the Andy
everyone's
thing
claiming
where
credit
just
for
claims
it.
He won every week.
Sooner or later, you'll be right. Why are they asking Dana White about Patriots Colts?
They do this on ESPN.
Sports
now.
Center is terrible.
It's really turned.
What happened to sports? Yeah. The sports ask just show me highlights of sports.
Okay. They have too many networks.
Instead, we got to celebrate the 10th anniversary of Marvin. I mean, Herm
Patriots
Edwards. Because it was on it before that.
Yeah, the Super that was on before that had that.
What did you call it?
A Super. It's called a Super Imposition.
Because you know when he worked
to
in
make
TV.
Before I get into the picks.
An announcement.
Yeah, it looked like you were clearing the air.
He's gay.
To say something.
No,
no.
This will be my last week.
He's pregnant.
You weren't taking a deep breath to make an announcement.
No, I don't have. I unfortunately just forgot the notebook, so I'll have to go off of the spreads here.
Okay.
Write it down on a separate piece of paper and transfer it into the notebook.
Can't wait until Subway listens to this and goes, I paid for that.
This is the perfect week for Andy to question my integrity.
Big, big AFC East matchup tonight. Tilt Miami at Buffalo.
We got to be under 7 hours now. Where's that clock on the countdown?
Buffalo by 2.5.
Where is it?
Buffalo. In Buffalo.
Why are your headphones look weird?
Cleveland.
They're like all crooked and stuff. Sticking out. Maybe it's just your head.
Where it's funny when you say it, though.
Well, we had one yesterday when Andy was talking about boobs, and I go, cleavage.
Oh, that's good.
You can tell me where the game is?
Buffalo! For the 17th time!
Why is he yelling?
You're not listening.
For the 17th time. 2.5.
That was my next question.
Oh, my God.
I am going to take the Miami Dolphins. Miami Dolphins.
They stole their song.
Those lowly Bills
are like, oh, I'm just so sick of these games. It always happens like this.
Wah, wah, wah. Joe Philbin, the hard-ass coach, gets his team riled up on the road after their own embarrassment, and they go into Buffalo and kick some R's.
Wrong. Bills at home. They win and cover.
I love how he says it like he wins every week.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with Andy. I think Miami bounces back after a absolutely abysmal performance last week, and Buffalo is feeling sorry for itself.
Buffalo goes on a roll starting this week. And
did you get
that? I did. Buffalo wins the game. That's book it. Sunday at 1, Arizona at Atlanta. Atlanta picks up their first loss last week.
And moved up in the Wilson Harbaugh Index.
Atlanta by 10.
Shock.
There was a time I would have made fun of that, but Andy got really mad at me this week, so I didn't.
I will take Atlanta to bounce back because Arizona's just not that good, and this is in Atlanta, and they are a good football team at home, far more well-rounded team than those frauds, those birds that beat the Patriots.
Correct. Good pick, Andy.
This guy.
Eric's
condescending and, douchebag.
Falcons to win and cover.
Yeah, I like Atlanta to bounce back as well.
She saw
me
your
too.
Profile I'll online, so she saw how big your nose was.
Tampa Bay at Carolina, Sunday at 1. Tampa Bay at Carolina.
Tampa Bay by 1.5.
I am going to take the Bucs for the road win. I mean, when you have a receiving core that allows you to have Underwood coming off the bench, you know you're a pretty damn good offense. So I'm going to take the Bucs on the road. Shiano Ball gets it done against Fred Kirsch's. League MVP.
Andy is 2-1, 3-0 in picks. 2-1.
Stop keeping
Sorry.
Track of the record and just make a pick.
Would you take Tampa Bay?
Yeah.
The fighting the Underwoods. Too. The fighting fades.
I will take Tampa Bay as well. I think they got.
Hey,
some...
Did you see this thing on TV? Sorry to interrupt.
It's okay.
But they're doing concussion tests.
It's the show. We're all used to that.
On a dummy with a helmet on it, like, and it gets rammed from the side.
Yeah.
But the helmet's loose, and you know we always talk about the importance of putting a helmet on. You're doing testing with a poorly fitting helmet on a dummy. put the helmet on so it fits proper. Well, I'm not a scientist, but if you've told me it's very important to have a trainer fit your helmet, inflate it properly, everything so it fits right, that's a factor in this.
Yep, yep.
And then you got a dummy taking a hit to the side of the head and it's rattling all around because it doesn't fit right. How are you going to get an accurate reading?
You're right.
You big dummy. Science my ass.
I like Tampa Bay as well.
I'm going to go with Carolina to pull off the home win. I think both these teams, you know, Tampa Bay has shown potential to be a good team, but they're not quite there yet. Cleveland at Dallas, Sunday at 1.
Dallas by 8.
I will take the Dallas Cowboys to win, but I'll take those points. Cleveland, I think they fight tough. I know they have problems, and I know that I just think they'll keep this close. And Dallas will squeak out the win, but Jerry won't feel all that good about it.
I will take Dallas to win as well. I'm tempted to do what Andy did, but I'm gonna believe in the Cowboys. I say they cover.
Why would you ever believe in the Cowboys?
Because they're at home.
I'm gonna.
It's not a home field advantage. Troy Aikman told me that.
I'm gonna piggyback on Andy here, and that's gonna make his legs weak.
It's gonna make Andy collapse to the floor.
I like Dallas too, but I will take that extra point with the 8, and I will go and take Cleveland to cover.
Yeah, this is a tough one. My first instinct was to, pick Dallas but take the points. But I think there's a reason why Dallas got those points, and the bookmakers know something. So I'm going to go with Dallas both ways.
Because they got the injury report, the real one, not the public one.
Green Bay at Detroit. Green Bay at Detroit.
Green Bay by 3.5.
Green Bay wins and covers. I just don't like anything about Detroit right now. Mentally, physically, on field, off field.
What happened to that?
Calvin Johnson's got nerve problems. He can't catch the ball. All of it.
And I still keep getting roped in with this stupid team. I'm going to do it again. I think they get the upset in the division at home.
Okay. Wow.
I like Green Bay. I was disappointed in that defense last week for Detroit, giving up 34 points to Minnesota. That's terrible. It's a bad offense they allowed to kill him.
As I predicted.
You predicted Stafford would wet himself. He threw for 350 and 3 touchdowns.
How many points did he have?
24. Enough to win. Green Bay wins this game.
Oh, he won?
I agree.
I said enough to win.
Green Bay wins.
So he won?
No.
Oh, so it wasn't enough to win.
Green Bay wins, Fred. I'm sorry.
Yes. Jacksonville at Houston. Jacksonville at Houston.
I will take Houston to win and cover. Paul, don't even let me know.
Okay.
I'm with Andy. They're going to roll. Houston.
Okay, another one.
Just for poops and giggles, what's the number?
15.5.
15.5.
I'll let it slide.
Take the number.
I'm going to take the points. That's
a lot
of points.
I'm going to take the points. Cincinnati at Kansas City.
The Natty. Cincinnati by 3.5.
3.5.
I'll take Cincinnati to win and cover. Did Romeo bench anybody last week? Did anybody fumble?
Himself.
No, I know, but he also said the next person who loses a turnover will be benched. Or maybe loses a fumble. I forget which one. But he, like, definitive. There was not going to be a talk. It was
right.
Cause and effect.
Turns it over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I don't know how you could ever pick the Chiefs to win anything. Did they officially hire Schottenheimer?
No, they were – well, last I heard, they were considering bringing him in as an advisor.
To just cut Pioli off at the knees.
Just Hank Stram wasn't available.
Oh, that's not right.
But it's funny.
Mocking the dead. That's
62 toss power trap, boys.
I like the fight that Kansas City showed against Pittsburgh last week, but
– yeah.
Cincinnati is the better team.
Did they score enough
to win and cover? They didn't. No.
Oh, come on. 10?
I'm just mocking you.
13? What did they get? 13?
I don't know.
Something like that.
Cincinnati, yeah. I believe, will win this game. I think that they showed some fight last week, beating the Giants, even though this is the typical Giants swoon in November. I think that they go on the road and come away with a win.
Any chance Kansas City's tanking this?
Not last week they didn't. And I don't know what the pick is that you would want.
A quarterback.
So they can blow another top
Johnny
five
football.
Pick?
Johnny Football.
He's a freaking freshman.
That means he can't come out.
He's Matt Barkley. Ineligible.
Matt Barkley is the
Matt
answer
Barkley,
you're looking for.
Small USC. Hand Matt Barkley. As long as you deflate the balls,
Matt
he can throw
Barkley, who's thrown more interceptions
so
than passes.
So this isn't a good quarterback year?
Well, Barkley was supposed to be the cream of the crop.
Because some people thought he would have been number one last year, right?
Mm-hmm. But he has had a terrible season. But you know what? Jake Locker did the same thing.
Yes, he did.
Jake Locker could have come out the year before. Didn't. His stock dropped, and
yeah, but
we'll see what, if he's any
right,
good.
I was going to say, we don't. He may suck.
No, I'm saying it's not unprecedented. He still could be a very high pick, is what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people go back and then drop and then rise and then drop. And there's a lot of time between.
Who are you taking?
I'm going to take Cincinnati. All right.
They should do like a thing in Cincinnati. Red plus green equals silver, and put the Super Bowl trophy. Or platinum, what? I guess it would be. Is that platinum?
The hell are you talking
The red
about?
Rifle
yeah.
plus the green receiver,
what?
AJ Green,
what the hell equals are you talking about?
Platinum. Screw you.
I think he had a lobotomy.
New York Jets at St. Louis.
Jets at St. Louis. Rams by 3.5.
Taking the Rams to win and cover. The Jets are a debacle, and the Samchise gets it done.
Yeah, they're falling apart quickly. Rams at home. Win and cover.
I agree that the Jets are a debacle, and I don't think you could be at a much a lower point than having all your players anonymously rip the backup quarterback.
But jeez, the poor guy.
But I'm going to take the Jets.
Screw him.
I'm going to take the Jets to show some.
You take the good, you take the bad. You want to be a lightning rod and Mr. Poster Child for everything. You take the good, you take the bad.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I just wish the spineless bastards who were quoted in the story anonymously would have stood up in the meeting and said, yeah, it was me, coach.
I agree with that.
Have some balls.
The only guy I had any respect for was Slauson. I don't agree that he said it, but at least he had enough balls to put his name next to the quotes.
And now Sean Green came out in a Michael Silver story and said, you know, maybe they do need to change up, and now he's backing off that.
Right. Well,
so
he said that while he and Mike Silver were having drinks and, you know, having fun at the bar.
Who do you like, Fred?
I don't like Mike Silver.
I'm going to go with St. Louis. Sure, why not?
I would have never guessed that Andy didn't like Michael Silver based on the way he just said that. I couldn't have inferred that.
Philadelphia at Washington. Sunday at 1.
Washington by 3.5.
Philadelphia at Washington.
This is Nick Foles' debut, yeah. Starting debut.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with the Black Rifle. I'm not comfortable going with Nick Foles.
Would you think about who that was?
Really? Really?
Did the Rams score enough points to win last week?
Oh, boy.
No. No, absolutely. If you're the Rams and you score 24 points at San Francisco, that's
you
enough.
You pulled a Belichick. No, absolutely. No, he said no. I stopped listening at no when he gave me what I wanted.
I walked away. Turned the recorder off.
No, they scored enough points, though. I mean, that's...
Yeah, no.
24 points on
the road.
Yeah.
Stop.
A lot of people do that.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
no.
Why do they
But
do
I
that?
Don't I don't yeah, I don't care for
Who
it.
Who are you picking?
I don't like it either.
I
yeah, no.
I'll take
no,
the
No, yeah.
I'll take the Redskins cuz they're at home.
I will take the Redskins cuz they're at home as well.
Me too. All right.
Not a lot of faith in Nick Foles.
Now, we move to the 4 o'clock games. 4:05, New Orleans at Oakland.
Don't forget to skip over.
New Orleans at Oakland. New Orleans by 5.5.
I'll take New Orleans to win and cover.
Win and cover.
I'll never pick Carson Palmer.
Yeah, I like the Saints as well. I think they are on the edges of getting back into it.
Yep.
A lot of people agree with you, Paul. I'll go with New Orleans as well. 4:25, San Diego at Denver.
Double bacon, 6 cheese.
Big
Denver
AFC
by
West
7.5.
Wow. San Diego at
I
Denver.
I will take Denver to win and cover. Philip Rivers has thrown some of the worst interceptions I've ever seen in my entire life this year, so I can't pick him either against a competitive football team. And Paul told me it's tough to play in Denver.
I know we have a bit. I know we have a little thing going on here, but
boom!
I have to pick who I think is going to win the game. And I think the Denver Broncos are going to win and cover.
Some guy at the gym just went, His ears are bleeding.
Yourself, San Diego.
Yeah.
But if the Broncos
didn't win, that's a good fallback. That's a good fallback.
If the Broncos didn't win, who would win?
Well, the other team would win. Yeah. But we're not picking them, so
yeah.
We need them to get better. We need them to be like a 16-0 team.
I'll make it all three of us. See what I did there? I used to say I make it unanimous.
Yeah,
totally disregarding this guy's
picks. I'll take Denver.
Upset of the week: San Diego wins. All right.
Now is this disco?
Oh, yeah.
Oh God, yeah.
What is disco?
It's got that beat.
Synthesizer beat in the background.
Yeah.
Dance craze from the 70s.
No, I know, but I didn't know, like, what exactly.
That's not important
what
right
makes
now.
A song a disco song. Yeah. Right. You know it when you hear it. It's
right.
Like
I thought it was, but. I'm sure Brooklyn
and
Matt.
For Paul, it was born.
Yeah, it was.
All right, we're going to skip over.
I love
the hump on the dance floor. At 4:25 and move to Sunday night. 8:20
Pornography. You know it when you see it or hear it.
Baltimore
or hear it.
Baltimore at Pittsburgh.
That's porn.
Yeah, thanks.
Baltimore at Pittsburgh.
Or me doing squats.
Baltimore by 3.5
I will take Baltimore to beat Charlie Batch because he's not Charlie Batch.
Because he's not playing.
Yeah,
oh, he's Leftwich.
Byron Leftwich.
Oh, well, same thing.
Why?
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Why is that?
Right now, they're just color bars over PFW and Progress. Right. We're off the air right now. Sorry.
Because bad backup quarterbacks are all the same?
Okay.
All right.
Oh, you guys
did. Because that's exactly the way it would be taken. That statement would be taken exactly that way.
As Eric would say.
Nope. Would not.
Speaking of.
All right. So you're taking Baltimore?
Yes, I'm taking Baltimore.
Eric?
It's the correct team because they're going to demolish the Steelers.
Yeah.
I am taking Baltimore as well. I disagree with these guys that it's going to be a blowout. I think that Pittsburgh will rally and play a good football game when their defense knows.
10-3
I think it's going to be a low-scoring game. Maybe not that low-scoring, but I think it's going to be a tight defensive game, and Baltimore will win. But I don't think it'll be easy. I see like a 20 to 14 kind of game or a 17-13 because I just think that Pittsburgh has a lot of pride, and they're used to playing.
Yeah, you know what? And their pride has shown up when you didn't have Harrison. It showed up when you didn't have Palomalu. But it just can't keep showing up when you don't have your quarterback.
Well,
pride can only get you so far. And
they have
been as impressive as anyone. If we had the injuries they had, Patriots fans would be whining and crying and bitching and moaning all across.
I get what you're saying, and I'm not suggesting that.
But they don't have a running back. They don't have a quarterback. Their star safety's out.
But they do. They've shown that they have a couple of different running backs that can fill in.
Blow.
But they've all performed well
like
when given a chance.
Fat leg Jonathan Dwyer who falls into the line
of
scrimmage.
Had back-to-back 100-yard games
when he
had to go in. He didn't play. Redmond did.
Dwyer played last week.
But Redmond got all the carries, did he not?
Oh, I saw Dwyer early, and he was getting nothing, so they took him out.
All right, maybe you're right. Maybe
I think they have a bunch of Jag running backs, except for Mendenhall.
If
Mendenhall could get back,
I think they do have a lot.
Again.
I think they're going to have a Jag quarterback playing this week.
And
Matter of fact, he's a former Jag.
Unless they throw it up deep and just say, we got the fastest receivers on the field, I don't see how they move the ball.
I don't think they'll put a lot of points on the board. I think that they're used to, they had the year that Ben was suspended at the beginning of the game.
You can score on defense. That's true.
When was that? Was that last year that Ben was suspended at the beginning of the season or 2 years ago? And they found a way to win 20-17 a couple of weeks. Right. They didn't win. They're not going to win them all.
So you don't think Baltimore's all that good? Because this is a game to me.
If you're a one or two in the AFC,
you go in and you beat the backup quarterback I'm good.
I think they will, but this is an enormous rivalry game. These two teams hate each other. They know each other very well. They play often. I don't think they're going to just light them up.
I agree.
Not at Pittsburgh.
Paul's right.
Listen, who's 12-2?
I think Pittsburgh is good too. You think they stink? You think it's all Roethlisberger? And you might not be wrong.
I think you may not be wrong. I think if they had their team, they'd be good. They don't have their team.
But you think Baltimore has their team?
Has missed a
major portion. Baltimore's been decimated on defense.
They have
too.
A lot more of their key players than the Steelers do. They have their quarterback. They have their running back.
Offensively, they have their two guys. But defensively, they have
their four best players. They got Suggs back.
Four, they're five. If you count Suggs as being back,
he's
which
back.
I'm not sure he's back.
With his junk in his trunk.
I mean, Nada's not right. Reed's not right. Ray Lewis is out. Webb is out.
What's wrong with Reed?
He's got a torn labrum.
Oh, he's had that all year. Just because it went on the injury report, I don't acknowledge it now.
But
it was not an issue until the NFL made him put it on the injury report.
He's not 100%.
But Andy,
no one is at
Andy,
this time of year, Fred.
Andy.
Okay, all right.
Can we speak without a cliche for 5 seconds? Aaron Hernandez has played a couple of games in the middle. He's out there. He's on the injury report.
No. Are you going to say that's the same thing?
No, I'm saying he was clearly compromised by the injury. Do you think Ed Reed is just going to keep getting better every week?
No, but I don't think he's hurt.
Of course he is.
Oh, it's overrated torn labrum.
All right.
I can't argue with that. It is. It's overrated.
I had one. I didn't know I had it till they got in there.
Monday night, Chicago.
Overrated.
How can I argue with him? It's overrated.
Monday night, Chicago at San Francisco.
I think the guy was playing on one leg.
Chicago at San Francisco. I can't find the spread. Chicago at San Francisco.
Neither can
still
Eric.
Looking. when is this game? Five and a half.
Monday night.
Niners by 5.5.
Problem. Eric had to show you where the spread was.
Because I thought it was a regular game. I didn't realize we'd hit the Monday night portion of the schedule.
Well, that's because we skipped over one.
Five and a half, San Francisco.
Is Cutler out?
Cutler appears to be out, and Smith appears to be in.
Alex Smith.
Is that the latest I've seen?
I don't know.
Like, he might split time
with
Kaepernick.
The backup for the...
Jason Campbell.
Yeah.
You know, much like Charlie Batch and Byron Leftwich.
Right.
Yeah, he couldn't throw a touchdown pass to save his life. He's a bad backup quarterback. That's what he is. He's one of those guys. He'll go through a year. No, not at all. Not at all. Not at all. But, I will take the 49ers because I would never pick Jason Campbell ever.
And
although the Bears defense could score 7 times against Colin Kaepernick.
Well, I don't know. Not if Urlacher was congratulating all the 49ers. Yeah,
that's much ado about nothing.
Kaepernick actually played pretty well last week.
Yeah, I think he stinks.
I will take the Niners to win, but
torn labrum's overrated. Kaepernick stinks.
I'll take the Niners to win, Paul, but I'll take the points as well.
How many points?
5.5.
Did you take the points?
I don't know.
5.5.
No, I'll take the Niners to win. Okay. Where is this game?
San Francisco.
San Francisco.
I will take San Francisco both ways. They need to bounce back. They played a crappy game after they lost their quarterback. They
scored enough points to win?
Luckily.
Yeah.
Luckily. But they, you know, Fred watched that game with me, and the Rams probably deserved to win. Even though they tied.
Yeah, I'll go with San Francisco as well. I'm tempted to take those points, but Chicago keeps it close. No, I'm going to go San Francisco both ways. All right, we go back to 425 on Sunday. Indianapolis Colts, Andrew Luck, come to Gillette Stadium. Tom Brady and the New England Patriots. What do you got?
9.
Oh,
I got
vomit on my shirt.
9.
By 9.
I will take the New England Patriots 9. To win. But more importantly, I need to decide whether I think they'll cover. They should cover. I think they should cover, and I'm going to say they will cover, because I'm going to say that Andrew Luck leaves this game with more interceptions than touchdowns on the season.
You're such a hater.
No, I'm a bit of a Paul Perillo-like contrarian.
Oh, that is unbelievable that you said that.
No, unlike you, I can admit things.
All you ever do is criticize me for being different than everybody else.
When things don't match reality, and he's the second coming of Peyton Manning right now, and you look at it, and I know Peyton Manning sucked as a rookie and threw 28 picks, and he's not going to do that, but just look at it. He's not that good, and yet everybody, it's the modern NFL. He's the greatest quarterback ever played.
Well, again, and, you know, I haven't seen every play like Jeff has.
Like Jeff.
And I admit, I only saw the highlights, but he does look good in those highlights.
Most people do look good in their highlights. That's why they're called highlights.
Blaine Gabbert doesn't look good in highlights.
That's right.
You know why? Because he's bad. Because the story about Blaine Gabbert is he's bad.
Right.
So the what they're going to show from Blaine Gabbert is he's bad.
The type of
that's the story.
I'm saying they can show the 20 best plays that he makes. He doesn't look as good as
the type of throws that you see Luck making. You know, you're impressed.
Right. When he throws into triple coverage, I am very impressed.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, you can stay on that horse if you want. In a few years, you'll be like.
In a few
I
years.
I always thought he was going to be good. No, I just said he wasn't good his first year. I thought he was going to be good.
I always thought he was going to be good.
I just said in the first year he wasn't that good, and I don't know why everybody else would say
this
he's
is
good.
What the whole week has been
no,
like.
But
it's
that's
really
actually the
figuring.
Truth right there. He is going to be a very good quarterback.
Is he going to be good or not?
Out of it?
Yeah.
Wait, I'm not questioning anyone saying he's going to be good. He is going to be good.
Okay.
The problem is most, have you heard? People are saying he's now 6th best quarterback in the NFL maybe. No, he's not that yet. He's going to be that maybe, but he's not that yet. Why do we have to put a guy to a spot he doesn't deserve? I think Chandler Jones has a little bit of it in his own right on a smaller scale. Chandler Jones is going to be a very good player for the Patriots.
Those blue pants.
Is he an all-pro defensive end right now?
I think people,
no, he's not.
Yeah, I think people, when they say that, they can't be saying right now he's the 6th best quarterback.
No, yeah, they are.
Oh, that's wrong.
Well, I just did my thing. No, yeah, they are. No.
What do you got, Eric?
I will take New England to win.
New England to win.
He's playing as well as any rookie quarterback.
But I'm a little hesitant too, like Andy was, about the number because Luck is throwing against this defense, and I don't know how much of an impact Talib is going to make.
Luck beats a Brady tonight.
Oh, well done, Fred.
Luck,
is that a cover?
Well done.
If the unthinkable happens.
Well done.
Luck beats a Brady.
Yeah. Andy doesn't understand the Luck be a
Luck
lady.
Luck be
it's
a lady
the
is
most like... famous song by one of the most famous by Frank Sinatra.
Frank.
He doesn't know either.
I did it my way.
You rolling on that?
Regrets. I'll give them the benefit of the doubt at home against
the
rookie quarterback.
Long song.
I'll give them the benefit of the doubt and say that they cover.
Okay.
Luck be a lady? Yeah. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Luck be
a lady.
Yeah. Yes, I will take the Patriots to cover as well. 38-23, and you may say, that sounds familiar, because it does. It's exactly the score I predicted last week.
Wait, can I have my cover?
I'm with Paul.
If
cover.
If he's not good, if he lays an egg, Luck, the much hype, can we do Luck off?
Oh.
No. Come on! That's good right there. I like it.
I'm tweeting it.
All right. That's it for this edition of Progress.
No,
remember, Sunday.
He might not be off against this defense. I've got to get it out there when I can.
Social starts at about what? 2:30?
2.
2 o'clock?
Right.
2 o'clock?
Yeah, we go to 2. 2 to.
Two o'clock. 2 to 4.
Okay.
Two to four.
Replay of this show, then at 4 o'clock.
It's a good one. Listen again.
Football Nation today at 4 o'clock. We'll see you next Tuesday.
That was another unpredictable edition of PFW in Progress, the podcast for informed Patriots fans worldwide. Like what you heard from the PFW boys? Then support the show and follow your team even more closely by subscribing to the paper that makes the podcast possible, Patriots Football Weekly. Get your subscription right now by calling 1-800-494-PATS or by logging on to pfwonline.com. There's even a web-only international option for Patriots fans outside the U.S. PFW in Progress, brought to you by the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.